Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yeah. You know what it is. Ain't even no need to talk about it. We're in the building, man. After further review, the last show, man, for 2013, the end of the year joint, man. We're going to have to, yeah. There you go. We're in the building, man. We got the Mayor in the building, man. We got the GQ Powers squad holding it down. We got my man Rich Money doing what he do. Mr. Lavina behind the, man, we gonna get it popping today, man, for the last time in 2013, man. Mike's in charge. You got the Mayor in the house. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Yo, we've been rocking this like over a year now, yo. And for all the people that been calling up, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate you to death. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep it rocking for you in 2014. But one thing I just need to say, man. If you're going to really call in and you want to participate, press 1. You know what I mean? Because we need to hear everybody, man. Everybody has an opinion, and everybody's opinion, you know, deserves to be heard. But if you just want to listen and rock out with us, it's all good. That's good, too. You know what I'm saying? But that's this is basically going out to people that feel like they know what they're talking about all during the week or whatever. And Tuesday, they know where to be found. I'm in the building. I'm here. I'm on Facebook. After further review, you know what it is. You know what I mean? I'm in certain sports pages on Facebook or whatever. But Tuesdays, it goes down. After further review, you know what it is. But we holding it down today on a Saturday, man, because we do what we do. We're going to talk about it. Player of the year, coach of the year, team of the year, caller of the year. That's how we going to finish the show off with the caller of the year. After further review, caller of the year. That's what it is. So this, and once again, man, the number is 646-200-3838. And again, press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I got my peoples holding down the phone lines and all that. So all you got to do is let us know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And we got you, all right? So we're in the building, man. The Mayor's here, man, till 3 o'clock. We rock it out till 3. You know what it is. So we're gonna get it popping right now. It's week 17 in the NFL, a.k.a. And or week. We call it and or week is because, you know, certain teams to get in the playoffs, they have help. So it's either, you know, you win a game and somebody else has to lose, or you win a game and or somebody else has to lose. So it goes down, man. So it's really kind of confusing, but we hope to break it down. We've got the usual suspects. I'm looking forward to hearing from them today. Let's get it popping. So week 17, tomorrow it goes down. You got the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons. You got the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. You got the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans. You got Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts. New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. Washington versus the New York Giants. You got the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. You got Tampa Bay, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, versus the New Orleans Saints. You got the Denver Broncos and the Oakland Raiders. You got Buffalo Bills against the New England Patriots. You got San Francisco 49ers against the Arizona Cardinals. You got Kansas City Chiefs against the San Diego Chargers. And you got the St. Louis Rams against the Seattle Seahawks. And the last Sunday night football game of the year, tomorrow night he goes down at in Jerry World, Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys for the NFC East Championship. One team is going to the playoffs in the NFC East. It's either going to be Philadelphia or Dallas. Tony Romo, you know, he's not going to play. He's out for the season. And this is a beef that I had. Why do, you know, sports, you know, outlets like ESPN, and I'm going to blame, and I'm going to speak, and I'm speaking directly to ESPN. Why are you, like, having, you know, you call yourself having people hanging? Like, you know, if you're having back surgery, what makes you think you, on Friday, what makes you think that you're going to be on the field on Sunday? So who are you kidding? And they even, and the Cowboys even said that, like, they, you know, wanted to keep it from the Eagles as long as possible to keep it from everybody else. Who are you kidding? You wasn't kidding nobody. You went out and signed John Kitna, 41 years old, okay? You got Kyle Orton, who's there. He's going to start tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? But my that's not my problem. My problem is how they tried to withhold, like they was keeping a big secret from everybody. Like, they was kind of like, huh, trying to hold them in the balance, like, oh, it's Tony Romo. Like, it's going to really make a difference. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, you know, the Cowboys, you know, they did what they had to do. Tony Romo, you know, his final moment of 2013, the win last week over Washington. You know, I think that this pretty much described, you know, what type of dude he is. You know, he's put up with a lot. He's taken a lot. You know what I'm saying? And his last moment is a winning one. You know, so, you know, respecting them. And I'm really on it like that because I picked the Cowboys and the Indianapolis Colts to go to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So my thing is the Colts to end, basically. I just need the Cowboys to beat the Eagles tomorrow. Yeah, T, I said it. I need the Cowboys to beat the Eagles tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? So so the Cowboys could be in. So, you know, man, I could be at least, you know, riding with the teams that I picked to go to the Super Bowl. They both made the playoffs, and anything can happen. All bets are off once you get to the playoffs. We're here, man, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I'm expecting to hear from some people today. Yeah, so a lot of big things are happening, man, this week, tomorrow night, Cowboys and the Eagles. And tomorrow is a lot of games. Every game is basically a pre-playoff game. A lot of things have to happen. A lot of, you know, some teams have to win. Some teams have to lose for other teams to get in. It's really crazy. But we're going to try to, you know, break it down tomorrow, break it down for you today here after further review. You know, but before we get into that, man, I just wanted to say once again, man, thank everybody, man, that ever called, ever took time out of their busy schedule, you know, salute you with what you do, man, to listen and participate and how it goes down after further review. You are definitely appreciated, man. Whether right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, you definitely appreciate it, and you're welcome to call in and give your opinion, man, because all opinions are heard and dissected and broken down. So if you got an opinion about something, definitely feel free to call in, you know what I mean, and we could chop it up real quick. Man, the mayor's in the building, man. So, again, you know, 646-200-3838 is the math. Jump all over the place right quick. I want to jump to a little college basketball. My Syracuse Orange in the building. You know what I mean? We got Villanova today. Big games today. Louisville and Kentucky today. Yeah, college basketball is about to heat up, man. It's about to get real live with it on the college basketball note. Oh, that's the bell. So you know what that means. We got a call in the building. So we got the first caller for the last show. What's good? Oh, it's a tie. So we're going to take it in alphabetical order. Oh, we're going to do it ladies first because I got a problem with T anyway. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man. What's happening?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What it is? What it is? You know, I know you heard me, so, you know, I ain't going back down now.
Look in the forum. I told you to hush it.
Yeah, Eagle fan number one is in the building. You know, I feel like, you know, the Cowboys are going to, it's whatever. You know what I mean? Because this football season, anything can happen. So,
man, you know what? I was like, tomorrow's game is going to be like a Super Bowl playoff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like the Super Bowl because everybody waiting for this one game.
Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, you know the NFC East always, you know, it puts themselves in those positions. You know what I mean? And I mean, this as a football fan, this is all you could ask for. You know what I mean? The only thing that's missing is like if you know Tony Romo, you know, was right. You know what I mean? And kind of sort of if Michael Vick was right, then it would really have been a big game. You know what I mean? But
True.
It is what it is. And I know you're proud of your team, and you know, you know Chip Kelly, you know, can't, you know, did his thing, and you know his first season there in Philly. So. What are you anticipating happening in the game tomorrow night?
I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be a good game regardless of Romo being in there or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a hell of a game because, for the simple fact, it's a do or die.
That's what it is. I hear you. Hold that thought for 1 second. I want to bring somebody else in right quick.
Okay.
Barry, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man.
What's up, brother? I'm at the game here, man.
Oh, okay. You're calling live and direct from Yankee Stadium, right?
I'm here at the Pinstripe Bowl, baby.
All right, what's the atmosphere like, man?
It's sweet, man. It's the first time. All right. I've been in the Bronx for like a year and a half. I was in Florida for 5 years, and the atmosphere is good. I hope you can hear the crowd in the background.
Oh, yeah, I hear it. Definitely, man. We definitely thank you for calling in and touching base, man. What is it? It's Rutgers and Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, it's Rutgers and Notre Dame. The Notre Dame's on the 25 trying to score already.
Oh, okay. Oh, the game started already. Okay, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, man, So how's it looking out there so far? Is the stadium packed?
Yeah.
Is it a nice crowd? What kind of seats you got?
Yeah, so it's good, man. It's a nice crowd. And you know what? It's 50 degrees, so it's not cold. It's a perfect day for football, man. Perfect.
Okay, that's what it is, man. So definitely, man, Rutgers and Notre Dame, Pinstripe Bowl. We got my man Barry checking in from Yankee Stadium live and direct. I told you, man, it's going down. We ain't been on 15 minutes. We live and direct already. We in the building. You know what I mean? After first review. So, T.
What I'm going to do is call you back at halftime and give you the score.
Okay.
But I just want to say your cowbells are going down, Amy.
Uh-oh.
Tell him.
Hey, Barry, I think we break it up, man. I think we break it up.
I think the four train
is coming.
It's
I think
coming
I hear the four train in the background.
And the number six going across town?
All right, man.
Check in
with us at halftime. We'll still be here.
Okay, man. God bless.
Yeah, it goes down to 3 o'clock today, baby. We're in the building. Thank you, man. Yeah, so it is what it is, man. We're in the building, man, live and direct. It goes down after further review. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. The last show for 2013. I would be remiss, man, if I didn't even, mention, the people that, that put me on, you know what I mean, and let me do what I do on the sports tip. Let me hold it down. My man Rich Money, the CEO of the whole situation, GQ Palace Radio, man, I appreciate you, man. I thank you for letting me rock out and let me do what I need to do. Because this is my thing. Sports is my thing. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you. And Mr. Bean, I appreciate you for holding me down on the production note and all of that. And 2014, it's going to be bigger and better. So it is what it is. So we're going to rock out hard body. T, right back at you. Hold on 1 second. We got the bell going on. We popping today. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
Hey, people.
What's going on, lady?
I'm sitting here under the car wash. I said, let me call now so I can watch. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be crazy today. No doubt. It's going to be crazy today. So I know you got your fingers crossed, the rabbit's foot, your horseshoes, your lucky charms and all that.
I got everything set. I'm waiting for the Chiefs, Jets, and of course Cincy to do something for us.
You got to rely on a lot of things to happen.
There's three teams. I'm just looking at any given Sunday. I'm looking at the Chiefs could probably do something to help us beat the Chargers, and Jets can go up and get a 3-point victory over the Bills, and then Cincinnati can do what they can do at home, and then,
It's there for the taking, but a lot of stuff has to happen. But I mean, mainly the first thing that needs to happen is the Steelers need to just handle their business. They win, and then they can see what else happens and go from there.
I look at the thing that came out on the Steelers website, whatever they're saying, like finally, Ben and Haley are coexistent. As the Steelers fan, yes, I'm pissed because it took a little bit longer than to coexist. He's playing better ball now than he played previous games, but it is what it is with the season. I'm just hoping a 60 can usher us in there. So,
if you get in, anything can happen. All bets are off. Because, I'm talking to some people, if the Steelers get in, a lot of things have happened to the Steelers. From the Tomlin incident, from the kick return when my man stepped out of bounds to the game in Green Bay last week. So many, the Steelers have like 35 Steel wives. What I'm saying?
LeBron's playing with his second string defense.
Mm.
But they're playing well enough to hold that team together.
Yeah.
He ain't
yeah.
playing with his strongest defense, but he's playing where he has to be. Steelers have never been at the top 10 in defense. Never. And look what happened. We have to top 10 this year in defense.
Yeah, and I mean, again, once again, it just shows that, you know, the I don't even want to blame it on parity, but, you know, things happen. Everybody can't win every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, but I think the Packers are in, have the better seat. I wish I was sitting in the Packers seat right now, because all Rodgers got to do is win tomorrow, and he got the NFC title.
Yeah, but I mean, go ahead.
What a gift is that as a Packers fan?
To speak to that, it's like a thing where, okay, I look at it like, okay, Aaron Rodgers is coming back. He hasn't played in like 8 weeks, right?
Well, we talk about Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, is he going to be like on point? You know what I mean? Or is he going to be like a little rusty? Because I'm not going to just say all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers is coming back and the Bears are done. You know what I mean?
If it was somebody else, yeah, you could say that. But for Aaron Rodgers, who know how to win and who probably been playing some pickup games on that injured shoulder, but been.
All right, her 2 minutes and 40 seconds ran out on the calling call. She'll be back. So T, what's good? what's happening, T?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, she have her moments. It's all good. You know what I mean? But she'll be back with the line, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So, T, anything from the year 2013 that, you know, that's memorable to you that you want to discuss? Because we're going to definitely get into it. In the course of the show, but anything from you that you remember from 2013 that you want to talk about or discuss?
Just the difference of the team. Period. You know, of course we know Vic can't stay well because they ain't gonna call all the shots on him anyway.
Right.
But you know, just the way that Nick Foles it looked like he came to his senses. He got confident. And he really did his thing, you know?
Right, when he did
that 7 touchdowns, man, I mean, it was just remarkable. They made a whole turnaround.
That's what it is.
I look at Andy, he with the Chiefs, and they winning everything.
Right, as far as that with the Chiefs are concerned, I look at them kind of like, you know, they won what they were supposed to win. They didn't win the division, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? They are still, you know, kind of like relying. They probably end up as like a fifth seed. You know what I mean? But I mean, it is what you're still going to take that from Andy Reid. You could finish a 12-4, 11-5 from Andy Reid. That's acceptable. I'll eat that. You know what I mean? But if some people put, you know, the cart before the horse or whatever. But it is what it is. The Nick Foles game with the 7 touchdowns and stuff like that, it kind of like justified. All right, Key is back in the building. That's what's up. It kind of justified the faith that, you know, Chip Kelly and, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles organization had in Nick Foles. So, you know, regardless of what the situation was with Michael Vick.
Uh-oh.
Get that aluminum foil off the phone, yo. Word up. To justify the faith that the Eagles organization had in Nick Foles, man, and he's definitely just coming through, and I think he's just taking it, you know, easy come, you know what I mean? He's not being, you know, too overconfident, too hyped about it, you know what I mean? Or he's not too, you know, too laid back. He's got the job. He doesn't have to worry about it now. The back and forth or no quarterback controversy. So it is what it is.
Do Vic say it in Philadelphia?
Are you asking me, do I think Michael Vick is going to be in Philadelphia next year?
No, yeah, that's saying. Do Vick stay in Philadelphia?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, you know what, I think, you know, just my own personal opinion, I think Michael Vick is on his last leg, but not taking nothing away from him. But you know what, he's going to have to suck it up and probably go to a team like a Buffalo or something like that. Really needs a quarterback.
Yep. I don't think it'll be Buffalo.
You know what I mean?
You're right about a team. I don't think it'll be Buffalo.
You know, whatever team it is, the Jets, whatever, he needs to go somewhere where if he's going to play, he's going to play. Because regardless, if Michael Vick was healthy, Nick Foles would still have the job.
Oh, yeah.
So they already
gave it to him.
Go ahead, Kia.
I'm not sold on Foles. I like to see back-to-back performance. Let's see what he does next season, then we can talk about Foles. If he doesn't do the same thing he did this season, then it'll be just nothing but just Foles but just having a good
flash in the pan.
Well, yeah, because that's what a lot of these quarterbacks do. You know, they get all this praise. Then the next season, they fold up.
Mm.
I mean, look at RG.
No pun intended, right? They fold up.
Hey.
It's all good.
I'm with you on that one, Kia.
What'd you say? You said something about Philip Rivers?
Rivers having a hell of a season with that.
Phillip Rivers is having a great year on the road.
Wise and Hunt. Look who's been the offensive coordinator. Who has been offensive coordinator? Wise and Hunt. He's doing a great job with Phillip Rivers. Same thing he did with Ben's rookie year. Look what Ben did his rookie year, 15-1. The next year he went to Super Bowl and won.
I think as far as Phillip Rivers is concerned, this is what we expected from him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is what we're supposed to have been expecting from Phillip Rivers. He's
had the years where he threw 25 interceptions and, you know, made bad decisions and things of that nature.
Yeah,
but he's definitely earned his spot, and he had a great season.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, Kia.
They got him at number two on the NFL. The NFL got ranked number two. A lot of people are saying he's ranked ahead of Breeze and Brady, but he has proven to be. I mean, has he proven to be ahead of Brady and Breeze this season?
Well, Brady and Breeze.
That's what they have him ahead of Breeze and Brady.
I mean, his numbers are reflective of the season that he's having.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But
all of that
is going to be thrown out the window. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So now he's got this season to reflect on and get ready for next year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Phillip Rivers had a great year. You know, Peyton Manning had a great year. Drew Brees had an all right year. You know, Brady had an all right year. Stafford had
Brady
a decent year. But Phillip Rivers had a good year. Matt Ryan had a garbage year, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, you know, keeping it on
Phillip
Rivers. You know, Phillip Rivers is doing what it was expected of him to do.
Exactly. With that official coordinator. Exactly.
Right.
I agree.
Right. What do you think about the Pro Bowl? Did you see the Pro Bowl rosters?
I saw I can't think of the guy's name. I think a lot of people got snubbed at that list. I didn't
They said my man from Tampa Bay, Levante Davis,
he got snubbed.
But I don't think he deserved to be on the Pro Bowl team. I'm going to just tell you as a Tampa Bay fan. Taking it back to week one. With the bonehead play he made against the Jets in week one. Notwithstanding the year he's had, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, man, it's a lot more to it. You know, you put up a lot of numbers and stuff like that, but it's somebody else that might have not put up the numbers that you put up, but they had a better year. And when I say better year, they didn't make boneheaded mistakes like that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, the aliens that came and snapped up. She'll be back. We're in the building, man. After further review, year-end show 2013. We're gonna get it started. We're in the building, man. So we're gonna do the first. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Did you see the top list? I'm gonna tell you the top list. The top list is top five that the NFL has for the week 17 ending the top ranking. Peyton Manning number one. Phillip Rivers number two. Number three was Breeze. Number four was Brady, and number five was Ben. That was the NFL's ending top quarterback rating this year. But it ended week 17. So a lot of people were cut Rivers being in number two spot. And I was like, well, Rivers did have a great year. I mean, he had an all right year. I mean, Phillip Rivers, and what I keep saying is that he's only done this year what was expected of him, period. That's all. He's been in the league 10 years.
Phillip Rivers been in the league 10 years. He's 32 years old. I like Phillip Rivers. You know what I'm saying? But
this was expected of him. You said exactly what they said.
Yeah, definitely. It's expected of him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So to try to downplay it or not give him his props would not be doing him justice. But to say that he's like the top two quarterback and this and that and the third, that's not. I'm not eating that either. You know what I mean? Because
this
team is not going
to
the playoffs. You know what I mean? And it is what it is with him. So we're in the building, man. After further review, year-end show 2013. We're going to do our first award, the After Further Review Award. We're going to rock it out. If you call in later on, we'll definitely get your vote. We're doing the No doubt. We're doing the Team of the Year, the Coach of the Year, the Player of the Year, the Fight of the Year, the Play of the Year, and the last but not least, we're going to go out with the caller of the year to the After Further Review show. So stay tuned. We're rocking out, man. 646-200-3838 is the math plus one to get in on the conversation. I'm expecting to hear from my big homie, Sadat X, my big homie, General Steel from Boot Camp Click, to check in and give us a little situation about the Knicks. That's later on. We're here in the building. So our first little award that we're going to rock out with, we got T in the building. We got Kia in the building. The Team of the Year. All right? So our first our nominees for the team of the year are the Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Ravens, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Louisville Cardinals, and the Alabama Crimson Tide. So, Kia, who is your team of the year? Team of the year. You might have the Ravens.
I don't know that the Ravens don't want to make the team of the year this year.
Who?
You said the Ravens?
Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl champs.
Why
not? They're Super Bowl champs.
Oh, please.
Okay, so who's your team of the year? Pittsburgh Steelers?
I'm just going to go with.
The Lakers?
I'm not going to say the Lakers. I can't say the Lakers. I'm just saying.
What's your team, Nigga? You got five choices.
I'm going to go with your list. You said the Red Sox. You said the Ravens. You said the Blackhawks. And you said the last team you said was Alabama Crimson Tide. Am I correct?
Right.
So I'm going with Chicago Blackhawks. I'm going with hockey.
I hear you. I'm not mad at that. You know, the Chicago Blackhawks.
They had a hell of a season that year when they won.
And they won the set. They basically were down by two, 17 seconds left. No, they were down one. 17 seconds left against the Boston Bruins. They scored two goals.
And
they won the game. So that's a good vote. T, who is your vote for the team of the year?
I'm going to say Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl champions? Okay.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens, they did what they did. You know what I mean? The pass interference in the end zone notwithstanding. You know what I mean? The lights going out during the Super Bowl notwithstanding. You know what I mean? You know, you got to respect what they did. You know, they weren't expected to beat Denver. You know what I mean? And Flacco did his thing and threw it to Jacoby Jones. And they did what they did. They won the championship. My vote for the team of the year is the Louisville Cardinals. I'm gonna say that not because of the injury to Kevin Ware or anything like that. They really, really, you know, did what they had to do. They hung out in there, and even Rick Pitino had to get a tattoo. So Rick, you know, if you can get Rick Pitino to get a tattoo, you're saying some things. I just think my pick for the team of the year is the NCAA men's basketball champion Louisville Cardinals. So we got that.
I can agree with that one.
Yeah, so we in the building, man. So, even you can have your own pick. If you have your own pick,
you know
what I mean?
No, I agree with the Cardinals because I did have them in the Final Four and I did have them win the championship.
Okay,
I want to give it to the Blackhawks because of what that win.
Yeah, and it's two titles in 3 years for the Blackhawks. That's a good look.
Right, that win was unbelievable.
I respect that. Yeah, no doubt. So we rocking out, man. So it's the end of After Further Review year-end show. Thank you for calling. Once again, thank you for listening. And all year long, if you've been checking in and out, I appreciate you. Shout out to the callers, my man Shay, wherever you are, shout out. My man Ziggy, wherever you are, shout out. You know what I mean? Everybody else that called and checked in with the mayor, man, and just, you know, talk sports, whether good, bad, or indifferent. You know what I mean? I salute you. You know? The reason why I picked Boston, because the Boston Red Sox, you know, as a nominee, because nobody expected them to do anything.
Of course we did.
They went out and got a lot of bats. And you know what, Kia?
Yeah,
I have to respect it because the Red Sox went and got Napoli. You know what I mean? They went and got Johnny Gomes.
Nobody expected
because they had just came
off
of losing. They had lost 93. They lost 93 games in 2012. They had the chicken and beer incident. You know what I mean? So nobody expected them to do anything. They came and they rocked out and they won the World Series and
but
you gotta respect
the
them.
I put
the Ravens on the list because you know simple math. They won the Super Bowl and how they did it. They did what they were supposed to do. And the Blackhawks, you know, enough said. They did what they had to do. Two Stanley Cups in 3 years. Louisville Cardinals. They won the title. You know what I mean? And I think that the injury to Kevin Ware kind of like motivated them. If that makes sense.
That's the injury of the year.
Shout out, no doubt. That's the injury of the year. You know, and the Alabama Crimson Tide, I put them up there. You know, they give them their props for their two titles in a row. You know what I mean? Even though they, you know, you reap what you sow. One day you're up, the next day you're down. So they had two titles in a row. And look what happened, how they lost, you know, to Auburn. We're going to get into that later on. But, you know, look how it happens, you know what I mean?
It
definitely came back to bite them. And I think Nick Saban, if he had that to do all over again, he'd have let that 1 second go off the clock and take it to overtime.
Definitely, it came back to bite them.
And I was beefing up because I was watching the game, And I was like, it's 1 second on the clock. And I don't know if you remember the play. The guy, the kid, he caught the ball, and they were trying to determine if he was out of bounds, if there was time still left on the clock. So they put 1 second back on the clock. And you know, I was hot because the game was in Auburn. And yeah. you let Nick Saban come in and play you like that, and then you see
and
what happened?
He got 1 second, yep, and got played. He got played going out.
The field goal kicker that they had, he had missed three. He missed three field goals in that game. So then they sent out the backup kicker to try to win the game. The kick was wide right, and Chris Smith took it 109 yards for a touchdown. So, again, you win. You know, you got your back-to-back titles. Respect that. But how you got knocked out the box is like, wow. You know what I mean? But again, you know, respect to Alabama and respect to Nick Saban and all of that and all the teams for the team of the year. We're in the building, man. So if you want to call in, you got your vote or you got somebody else that you think should be deemed the team of the year, holla at it, 646-200-3838. Press 1 and we got you. So, Kia, again, back to the quarterback situation. In your opinion, who are the top three quarterbacks this year? In your opinion?
Of course, I'm going to say Manning.
Okay.
I'm going to say Breeze, and I'm going to say Brady. And I am going to say Rivers up here, but, you know. But that's my top three.
Okay. What kind of year did you think Ben Roethlisberger had?
0-4 start. Not doing what coexisting with Haley. Picked it up later on, and then we had it felt like he played better the last half of the season than he played the first half of the season.
Yeah, because the pressure was on.
The pressure was because you know what? It was just everybody was in his ear, like, listen, Haley is the OC here. You have to do what Haley is saying or listen to what Haley is saying. Finally, he's, you know, listening, and look what happened. He's playing great ball.
Right.
But it's a little bit too late for us. We got to listen to three teams to help us out to get us in.
The thing about that, though, I got to give you respect for that, is because, again, you started out, 0-6?
0-4.
And you're still in the mix.
1-4, right. Yeah, you're still in the mix, right.
And you're still in the mix, so, you know, anything can happen. You know, and I was talking to one of my peoples, and that is like, well, hey, the Steelers might mess around and end up in the Super Bowl.
That's
you know what I mean? Because,
what
they get in, anything can happen. Anything can happen once they get in. The Pro Bowl. They selected the players for the Pro Bowl, and I really don't understand how this is going to happen. You know what I mean? It's not like the NFC against the AFC no more. You know what I'm saying? You got, you know, for example, you got Peyton Manning. He got selected to his 13th Pro Bowl. You know, he got the most votes among the fans, but he could end up getting tackled by Von Miller.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And him and Von Miller play on the same team.
Well, Von Miller ain't playing. Yeah, that's
no,
big,
I'm just saying as an example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy how they're doing it,
but they try to make it different and make some excitement into the game that they really don't want to play anyway.
How exciting
it's
going to be this season.
You know, and a lot of the quarterbacks that made the Pro Bowl, you got your Peyton Manning, Breeze, Cam Newton. A lot of those are going to be in the playoffs, so... Out of those quarterbacks, some of those quarterbacks are not even going to be in the game because they're going to be in the Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you make the Super Bowl, if your team makes the Super Bowl, you don't play in the Pro Bowl. And I don't see that as a bad thing. You make the Pro Bowl, get that Pro Bowl money, and chill out for whatever, and then, you know, get that Super Bowl money. So,
I was always confused. If you get selected, you make it, but you don't play because you're going to the Super Bowl. Do you still get that money?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
The good thing about that is like, yeah, we're gonna keep it on Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning got the Pro Bowl. It's written into their contract. They get into the Pro Bowl. That's you know what I mean. But that's all they got voted in. They got selected to Pro Bowl. So they got that money. So then comes playoff money and the Super Bowl money. So it's money on top of money. You know.
Well, I didn't expect a lot of people on our end to get into the Pro Bowl. Wasn't a tough part year for some of our guys. Antonio Brown had a hell of a season this year.
Antonio Brown's in the building too. The wide receivers are Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, Josh Gordon, AJ Green, Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Brandon Marshall, and Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Those are the wide receivers.
And I'm really going by this season. You know, people were saying, like, somebody just I was talking on, I guess, on the sports thing, and he was saying, you know, he's not taking nothing from A.J. Green, but no, he did not have a year like Antonio Brown. You know, you would think, but you know, what Dalton, and is Dalton that quarterback? Is Dalton the quarterback of the future? Is Dalton that guy? I don't think he is.
Quarterback, I didn't hear you. The quarterback in the future, what now?
Right, the quarterback, that quarterback that will be next, you know, be in the future amongst these top elite quarterbacks. Is Andy Dalton that quarterback?
Nah.
That's what they were talking about.
I really don't trust Andy Dalton.
Right.
I like Andy Dalton, but I don't trust him as one of those top tier quarterbacks. I don't think Andy Dalton's better than Cam Newton. I don't think Andy. Go ahead.
Somebody said he's not better than Matt Ryan.
They might be running neck and neck. Real talk. Andy Dalton and Matt Ryan might be running neck and neck. You know, and that's just my opinion. I somebody else could say otherwise, and that's cool. But
right.
the quarterbacks are selected to the Pro Bowl: Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Cam Newton, Phillip Rivers, and Russell Wilson. So I mean, take what you take with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just real crazy how a lot of, you know, people say, okay, AJ Green made the Pro Bowl, you know, but how come Andy Dalton didn't make the Pro Bowl?
Mm.
I mean, look at Tom Brady. He made the Pro Bowl. None of his receivers made it. Drew Brees made the Pro Bowl. None of his receivers made it.
Right.
None of Cam Newton's receivers made it. None of Phillip Rivers' receivers made it. None of Russell Wilson's receivers made it. So I'm not really going to miss Andy Dalton. Go ahead.
Did Saints tight end make it?
Who?
Saints tight end.
The Saints tight Jimmy Graham? Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Jordan Cameron from the Browns, Vernon Davis, Jimmy Graham, and Julius Thomas from Denver.
Okay.
Those are the tight ends. The running backs are Jamal Charles, Matt Forte, Frank Gore, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, and Adrian Peterson.
Okay. Well, we know AP is going to make it, so.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, the fans, you know, played a lot into it, but then now we're getting to see who's going to get knocked off the list by how far you go in the playoffs.
Did you say Frank Gore? Did Frank Gore make it?
Yes, Frank Gore made it.
Okay. All right.
Yep, Frank Gore's in. Frank Gore is made it, selected to the Pro Bowl. You know,
okay.
And you know, I mean, shout out to Gerald McCoy from Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, he had a decent season, but I don't think
season.
That Darrell Revis should be in the Pro Bowl.
Who?
Darrell Revis from Tampa Bay.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how many interceptions did he have? You know what I mean? He had a couple of interceptions, but I don't think his presence. You know, I don't think his presence was. He had 47 tackles this season, and 2 interceptions.
That's kind of low.
You know
did
what I'm saying?
Did the guy from the Dolphins corner, did he make it?
Brett Grimes, yes, he made it. The corners
uh-huh.
are Brandon Flowers from the Chiefs, Brett Grimes
yeah,
from Miami,
yeah,
Joe
yeah.
Hayden from Cleveland, Patrick
yeah.
Peterson from Arizona, Darrell
yeah,
Revis,
expected that.
Richard Sherman from Seattle,
yeah.
Akeem Talib from the Patriots, and Austin
wow.
Werner. He made the playoffs. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl from Tennessee. So, I
wow.
mean, you know, and I would have picked probably went with Richard Sherman. Akeem Talib had a great year from the Patriots. I'm not taking nothing away. He had a great year.
You can't take that from what he did. You can't take it from him.
Joe Hayden from Cleveland had a great year, too, but you never hear about him because they don't win. You know what I'm saying? That's like last year with the Kansas City Chiefs. They won 2 games that had 11 players in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do you look at the team's record? Or do you look at the team, the individuals that played on that team?
I think it should be the players on the team that have the after. Regardless, your team is over 16. If your players in 2 quarters play great, they should be able to make the play. Oh, Pro Bowl.
What is your other criteria as far as the Pro Bowl? Do you have to be on a winning team, or look at all the quarterbacks that made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, right.
None of them are not going to be in the playoffs.
Except for
Phillip Rivers.
Right. But the quarterback that made it, they're having a better year than a quarterback that's a losing team.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, nobody else. I mean, I wouldn't remove nobody that they got. You know what I mean? I wouldn't, like, replace, you know, Cam Newton with Jay Cutler or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that. But I just can't wait to see how this game is going to go. Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice are going to do the draft. I think the draft is going to be January 22nd. And I just want to see how they're going to do this.
His contract is up. Am I correct? His contract is up?
Whose contract is up?
Cutler.
I think Cutler's contract is up.
I think
Jay Cutler's contract is up.
Yep.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, what does that mean? You go in there tomorrow, and are you playing for your contract?
But this is the thing. When they were talking about the Bears, when the Bears had the other guy that when Cutler was there, and the coach talked about it, and they're going to start Cutler the next week, and everybody was like, because that's a contract. This is a contract year.
It's
and the Bears are not
going
to play around and not cut Cutler. This is what they were talking about coming at the Bears camp.
I like Jay Cutler. I like Jay Cutler since I've seen him at Vanderbilt. You know what I mean? But he's got to step up. You know, his money's on the line. You can say what you want to say. You know what I mean? But it's like Jay Cutler, this is like the biggest game of his life.
Yeah.
Real
it
talk. You know what I mean?
It
and he's
got
to step up and do his thing. So we 40 minutes in, man, to a 3-hour show. So holler at us, 646-200-3838. Appreciate you for calling. I appreciate you for checking After Further Review all year long. We've been going at it, hard body. We're going to slide off into another situation right now. We're going to talk a little NBA basketball. Kia, you heard about Andrew Bynum? He's trying to get out of Cleveland. He's got suspended by Cleveland Cavaliers.
He's trying to get out of Cleveland?
And give me, applaud that, because I've seen that coming. Applaud that, because this is who he is.
Yeah.
He went through the same scenario with the Sixers. You know what I mean? He played himself out of L.A., went to the Sixers, talking about, I got a fresh start, I'm ready to do this, da-da-da-da-da. Left the Sixers, didn't play any games for the Sixers, went to Cleveland, I'm ready for a fresh start, I'm ready to do this, da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. So is it the NBA, is it the teams, or is it Andrew Bynum? Everybody can't be wrong.
It is not the team. And you know what? I guess the cockiness about Andrew Bynum, and don't get me wrong, I was one of the most pissed person when he got traded. I was. I could not stand. I just kept saying, I can't be. The next day I heard, he went for Dwight Howard. I did not like that trade whatsoever.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm kind of.
She better pay that bill, yo. We're in the building, yo. I think Kia's call dropped again. We're here, man. After Further Review is in the building. We're talking about Andrew. We're talking NBA basketball right now. Andrew Bynum, once again, you know, is coming to a situation with a team that he's with. Hello? With a situation with a team that he's with. You know what I mean? That now he's on, you know, he's on the outs with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was on the outs with the Lakers. He was on the outs with the Sixers. Now he's on the outs with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I don't think that, you know, he's really even worth it at this point, but I'm hearing that the Clippers and the Miami Heat have their eyes set on Andrew Bynum. So I said, if you like it, I love it. Then rock out. Do what you do. We're in the building, man. Talking about NBA basketball. I'm mad at my Knicks. I don't even want to talk about the Knicks because they basically, you know, making, you know, it is what it is. I said that. The Knicks are not that good. They're never going to be that good until they get rid of that ownership. Okay? We got our hands tied. Spending a lot of money, you know, giving away a lot of draft picks. You know, we're making other teams better. You know what I mean? And as a Knicks fan, I don't like it. And I don't really even think the Knicks are worth conversing about at this point because they haven't shown us anything. Carmelo, you know, now he's a one-man team, and now he needs help, and, you know, we have our heads down and things of that nature. Of course you have your heads down. You're not doing nothing. And what makes it even worse is that the Eastern Conference is garbage outside of the top three teams. You got the Indiana Pacers, Miami Heat, and the Atlanta Hawks holding it down for the East. And everybody else is below 500. So the Knicks right now are 9-20. 9 wins, 20 losses. Okay? They're only 3 games out of the last playoff spot, which is a good look. But 9-20? I can't do nothing with 9-20. You know what I mean? And we lost 11 games at home already. We only lost 10 games at home all year last year. So, it said that we're in the building, man. T's call dropped. So, Key, you back on. I don't know what's going on with these, with your phones or whatever, but it's all good. We're here. We're in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. First one to get on the air. It's the last show of the year. After further review, 2013. We'll be back in our regular.
I got an extra question.
Yeah.
About Melo, what they were saying about Melo. I don't know what your opinion about this. They were saying, I may be wrong how they were saying it. Melo is a great scorer, but since being in the league, he has never, how do you say it, made any of his teammates better or contribute better.
That's true.
I want to ask this because this is what that's how they said. If I'm not mistaken, that's how he had said it. Melo is a great scorer. I'm not taking that from Melo. And he said Melo has, since being in the league, has never made his teammates or made them contribute better as
right.
a team. Okay.
Right. So you look at a situation like Carmelo Anthony's like this. You look at it like this. Like you said, he's a great scorer. You can't take that away from him. But how many people that Carmelo's played with are going to tell you that Carmelo's a great team player? You know, he's a great individual player.
Okay,
he can score all day.
Okay, do we have to win a championship do we have to win a championship and maybe playoff appearance, get past the first or whatever round for that cloud to be off his head?
He probably have to do it more than one season.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he's had his plenty of chances to do it. You know what I mean? But again, to me, Kia, as far as Carmelo, and if he was on the phone, I'd tell him. And I'd tell him to his face. I'd be like, Carmelo doesn't have the highest basketball IQ I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could have used another year at Syracuse, if you ask me. That's just my opinion.
Okay. So you discredit last season. Melo, great season. Can't take it away. He did.
No, I'm not going to take that away from where I had him last year. The Knicks won 54 games. He didn't do that by himself.
Right.
I blame last season on J.R. Smith.
Thank you, because I'm trying to understand how I'm not knocking what Melo's doing. Okay, maybe they're in a situation. But do not blame and discredit this season or never.
No, not at all. It's a collective thing. It's not an individual thing. It's a collective thing. Tyson Chandler broke his leg. Mari Stoudemire, you know, in and out. J.R. Smith, well, he's worried more about his brother being on the team.
Right. But who is getting the most blame, the most critic, is Melo.
He makes the most money.
And you know what? Like, you just said the same thing somebody else said. Let's go ahead and do what I said. But you just said the same thing somebody else said.
He makes the most money. So, of course, he's going to get on the props when they win. When they win, it's going to be all about Carmelo when they win. But he got to take that when they lose. He got to take his loss when they lose.
I agree. But don't let it all make it seem like it was a great year. We cannot take that away that they played great, whatever. Now, this season, they have a little issues. They're running into problems. Situations arising. They're not focusing. They're not playing like they're supposed to play. Oh, Mel's a great sport, but he can't help his teammates. He can't continue. I'm like, wow. Well, last year, it was none of this.
Right. Exactly.
Last year, it's all this.
And then some, right? Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're exactly right. So, as Carmelo Anthony, what do you do? Do you ride it out? Or do you, look to get out? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he wants to get out. I don't think he's going to get out. I think he's going to look to see if the Knicks can try to help him get some help. I don't think Melo wants to leave the Knicks. I'm thinking he's letting everybody talk and do all the talk for him. He's not worried about that because he's trying to concentrate on trying to win so much fast that he's trying to, maybe it is hurting the Knicks. Maybe the Knicks are not focusing. But I don't think Melo is concentrating on trying to everybody say what he's going to do. I don't think he wants that. I think he wants some help in New York so they can get back to that 54 what they did last season. It's a season
right.
off of a season. But I don't think Melo wants out of New York. I think this Melo needs more help. And I think he's trying to help, he wants to try to motivate his guys. But if they're not motivated, he's going to win him. He has to do the win.
Right.
They took it away from Melo with that. That's what I think on Melo. I like Melo. I don't take nothing. I just think he was trying to blame all this season on him. But last season, and I always go back to that Heat game. They beat the Heat three straight games, three straight times. And then on the fourth time, they could have won that game. But who blew that game? J.R. Smith.
And you want to talk about another situation? Look at last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He was up 3-0. This dude, J.R. Smith, want to go out and smoke weed and fight in the club. You know what I mean? And then he gonna get mad until like somebody owe him something. Talk about he gonna be a free agent. Go ahead.
Be out. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at that game, that fourth game when they played the Heat. They won in that game, and Melo looking at JR like, are you kidding me?
That right.
Like, what?
But I mean, it's a thing that, are you trying to win or are you just trying to look flashy? And you know, be fly so you can get you some commercial endorsements or something. What are you trying to do? What is your situation? You know?
Melo wants to win, and I don't think he wants out of New York, but I do think he needs help, and he wants help. And I'm thinking he's trying to buy for that help. I don't think everybody's going to be trying to go to Clippers. I don't think Melo wants out of Clippers. I don't think Melo wants out of New York. I just think right now
on a real note, I think if, you know, the Knicks are going to, you know, they can't let Carmelo get away without getting nothing back. So now what do you do?
Right, that's exactly.
Because
so
once he becomes a free agent, it's too late.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
So the trader deadline's in February. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, do you try, to your point, speaking to your point, do you go out and get him some help? Raymond Felton is not giving
somebody,
nothing at the point guard spot.
Somebody put, okay, you saw what's his name, son. He's playing great, but how great can he play beyond he's playing great this season? Can he?
So, I mean, he's a rookie. I mean, Tim Hardaway Jr. You know,
right.
I mean, that, again,
but
he's a rookie, so what, you
can
only
can
expect so much from him.
But can he, so you trade away Felton and all those guys and rely on Hardaway to be that guy and try to get him help? Do you feel Felton and them guys?
I think it begins with Carmelo, Tyson
Chandler. No, I'm saying you keep it Carmelo.
Stoudemire.
But you're trading those guys away to make your help for Melo.
But who do you get though? Who's gonna take that contract?
You're gonna try to put that package together, even if it's another first year or second year guy coming to New York. But at least you're starting from the ground roof instead of having to deal with these guys. That look how these guys are playing for the last season. You can see the difference.
I just think the Knicks at 9-20, they're not really, you know, giving the fans or even giving themselves their just due. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a lot harder for them. You know what I mean? They play, you know, they're 29-30 games into the season and there's like 50 games left. So even they gotta start now. You know what I mean? Carmelo Anthony takes the heat because he's making $21 million a year.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's all.
Iman Shumpert needs to step up.
He should be gone. I think that right there should be cleaned out. That's the cleansing right there. Get rid of him. Get rid of so-and-so. Get rid of and bring these other guys, whether, you know, one that's doing great on the backcourt for these other teams, and see what they can do. These guys are not playing ball. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And if I had, you know, my druthers about it, I would try to keep Carmelo, and I would try to get out there. And, you know, it's gonna be the free agent market is gonna be crazy. And again, James Dolan, it starts at the top.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Is New York even a desirable place to play now? You know what I mean? Are those free agents going to be like saying, oh, I want to play for the Knicks. I want to play for the Knicks. I don't know. You know?
I think you can lure the right guy here, because once the right combination comes, it's not whether it's okay to play here. But once you get here and play, then you'll see how it's here to play.
But that's what we had Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony. How can you know what I mean? We got a squad. Tyson Chandler, that's a nice front line. But Amari and Carmelo play the same position. So that knocks that out the box.
Right, but look what Amari came here and did what? They asked me what?
Who you said?
Amari?
He ain't doing nothing but cashing checks.
He came here and did what?
Cashing checks. That's all he doing is cashing checks and crying about not getting the ball. You'll get the ball if you can stay on the court. You hurt half of the time. You know what I mean? So I just gotta ride it out with my team. I've been a Knicks fan forever, and I'm gonna stay a Knicks fan and just gotta ride it out sometime. But you know, me and you could see it as fans. How come James Dolan can't see it? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just that with the Knicks. But in regards to your Lakers, how you feeling about your Lakers this season?
It is what it is with them. I'm just, you know me, I'm always going to be all about them, season after season. But I'm just hoping soon and real soon we can be able to get together. I just think those turnovers, Corsi turnover, that Heat game, stuff that you don't even need to do.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know, and these guys are playing great, you know. It's just, it is what it is. But they, it's just they up at one time. They could, you know, they're shooting the ball, they're playing great, and then all of a sudden the real turnovers.
Right.
The whole game was a turnover. I see when I watch the game and look at the turnover, the turnover ratio.
Right. No doubt.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable with the turnovers. Of course.
Let me ask you this.
Just taking shots. Let me ask you this.
I remember when we did the NBA preview, and I think you know where I'm going with this. I said the Toronto Raptors, and you was like, the Toronto Raptors.
They won't be around for the AC. I don't care if it's too early. They won't be around for the AC. They're fourth right now. Yeah, they won't be around.
If the season ended today, Toronto Raptors have home court in the first round. You know what I mean? If the season ended today, Toronto would play the Charlotte Bobcats/Hornets in the first round of the playoffs. I'm not saying that they're going to, finish
I'm
in the fourth spot.
Toronto.
But they're
going to
make the playoffs. I think Toronto
is going to
make the playoffs.
You know, but you can do well or whatever. But when you get in that playoff, it's a different story.
That's right. It's a whole totally different story.
And it's hard to repeat. It's hard to come back and do the same performance season after season unless you're motivated to do that season after season.
Who is your standout player so far? I know the season is still kind of young, but who do you like? Who stand out to you so far this season?
I'm not gonna have Portland. I can't believe what the season that they're having, but is Portland strong enough to go into the playoffs?
I mean, you know
are
what?
Are they strong enough? Because everybody thought the same thing. Where I knew, you looked at Memphis, how Memphis played last season. And I think they're struggling because of what happened with the coach. I think they ain't playing like they were supposed to. They are not playing the way they played last season.
Right. Lionel Hollins, Lionel Hollins made a big difference, a big impact in that team.
Oh, my God, it's a big difference without him there. It's a big difference. They can't nobody see that. It's a big difference. And they are not even what they were this time around last season.
No, they're not. They haven't won any division games. They're 0-8 in the division. You know what I mean? I don't know, Tony Allen. I don't know what type of year he's having. Zach had a double-double the other night.
Zach and Gasol was the fear of that front two. They were the fear. But they're not. I mean, I don't know. You don't hear Gasol's name missing that much this year.
Right.
Is it too early to be saying anything? How strong are they going to be in the first round? You saw what they did last year. Okay, you saw what they did in the playoffs.
Right. And Memphis is one of those teams that we looked at and was like, oh, snap. They might do something. But if you take away that main component, the real is going to show itself. You know what I'm saying? So they took away the coach. They had some kind of philosophical difference out there with the owner and the coach.
It's showing up now.
It's showing up now. You know what I mean?
That's on them. That's on them. That's on them. You would think, Miss the Grizzlies. And you would think, I like Kevin Love. I do. How long do he stay there?
In Minnesota?
I was watching
the game last night, the Timberwolves, and I always liked Kevin Love.
Always liked his game,
but it's only so far you could carry a team.
If
you have an opportunity to go somewhere and really be who you are, because Kevin Love is who he's a double-double every day waiting to happen, automatic.
As soon as
he wake up, that's a double-double. That's the same thing
Garnett did when he was there. But look what happened with that's a greener pasture, went to the Celtics, won a championship.
And not for nothing, the Minnesota Timberwolves have a decent team. I like Ricky Rubio.
I was watching them last night. I like Ricky Rubio.
I always liked him as a point guard. I think Ricky Rubio is nice. But I think Ricky Rubio, he has to get rid of that intimidation factor. I think he's intimidated of a lot of guards. I think he plays like a Chris Paul, or Damian Lillard, It's like he has a point to prove. If he just relaxed and play his game,
How long do they play together?
You know, You know what I'm saying? But we're here again, man, after further review, the mayor holding it down, 12-3. We started out, I'm thanking T for riding out with me. Kia, definitely for riding out. My man Barry on the check-in from Yankee Stadium at the Rutgers and Notre Dame game, the Pinstripe Bowl. We're an hour in. You know what I mean? We got 2 hours left. So we already rocked out an hour strong. So we're about to take these 2 hours, the last 2 hours of 2013 for after further review. We are in the building. We're going to do our next selection. Our next selection is going to be for the Coach of the Year. So we got our nominees for the Coach of the Year. We got Nick Saban from Alabama. We got Rick Pitino from Louisville. We got John Farrell, Boston Red Sox. We got John Harbaugh from Baltimore Ravens and Joel Quenneville from the Chicago Blackhawks. Kia, who you like as Coach of the Year?
I'll go with Pitino on this one.
Okay. And any specific reason why you just like Rick Pitino?
You know, I'm going with Pitino because the fact that how he had to not only did Rick get injured, but what's him had the flu? What's the other guy that had the flu? So he had to piece his guys together, keep his guys concentrated, because once they were going to come and they played Michigan, after they beat, before they played Michigan, and they had to struggle with that game, and then to come back to play Michigan, and then to beat Michigan in the final. So, you know,
shout out to Rick Pitino. My vote for Coach of the Year, I'm going to have to go with you. I'm going to have to go with Rick Pitino. There's a lot of, you know, everybody else, Saban, Farrell, Harbaugh, Quenneville, they're definitely worthy, but I think Rick Pitino, you know, he would show what a leader could do. He didn't let them, you know, get their head down after, you know, the devastating injury to Kevin Ware. You know what I mean? They still came out and did what they had to do, won the title. You know what I mean? And I respect Rick Pitino for that. And they do what they do. Rick Pitino is the coach, after further review, Coach of the Year, is Rick Pitino. I don't know if T's still on the line with us.
Yeah.
I don't know, T, if you want to chime in on this. I don't know if you want to chime in, but we have the coach of the Year is Rick Pitino from Louisville Cardinals. We got the Player of the Year coming up next. But we're going to switch up. Kia, you know what it is. I love to talk about it, so we get ready to go into my thing right now. Top of the hour. We got 2 hours left on After Further Review, the year-end wrap-up show. We're going to talk
Yankees.
It early, because you know I love baseball. I love baseball.
You,
I love me some baseball.
See,
that's my thing right there.
I meant to text you. Did you see Chu turn down that $7 million plus year that the Yankees offered him?
And then turned around and signed with Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
I mean, Sin Shu Chu is nice. He's going to be a nice leadoff hitter for them. He's going to play left field. You know what I mean? They already made up their mind what they're going to do with Nelson Cruz. You know why? Because they gave Sin Shu Chu Nelson Cruz's jersey.
Oh, they did?
Nelson Cruz was number... Yeah!
Oh,
they gave him 17. That's kind of like saying, we ain't going to... You know, we're not going to need you back.
Wow.
Yeah, they gave him number 17.
Wow. But I was still baffled when I said, I want to be entertained, the Yankees thought. He just said, the Yankees offer, or did he just say, nah?
You know what, though, Kia? They offered him the money. But then, while they offered him the money, they let him think about what he wanted to do. We wasn't waiting for him. We went out and got Ellsbury. Went out and got Beltran, who finally signed last week. You know what I mean? We got Brian McCann. You know what I mean? So I don't think that Sin Shu Chu really was on the Yankees like that. Or we might not have really been on Sin Shu Chu like that.
Because I know the Yankees put that offer out there. So the thing about it, they were talking about Mike and Mike, especially on they put the offer out there to him. They addressed him. And they was wondering, did he even entertain? Like, you know, even this is the Yankees. You know everybody said, this is the Yankees we're talking about. I like when they say that. The Yankees
are
every baseball team. This is the Yankees we're talking about.
That's right. The Yankees will always be in the building, man. Always.
Right,
we're going to be in on everybody. We're going to be in on every player.
I don't care if we have a bad season or whatever. They always say, this is the Yankees you're talking about. Like, you know, this is the brand. You know, did he even entertain with the Yankees in a conversation? That's what they were
saying.
At this point
in the game, I mean, I really don't even care if Sin Shu Chu even entertain him. Because, again, we wasn't going to wait for this dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now we're going to take that money, and the money that, you know, we was going to maybe invest in Chu.
They got some money left over. I'm surprised the Yankees got a lot of money left over.
Yeah, the Yankees got money. But you know what? They try to stay under that 189, but that's out the window.
Yeah, but they got some money. They got some money they can spend.
Yeah, Yankees got long money. Yankees got long money.
They got long money. They got.
We gonna be in on everybody. You know what I mean? And we in on Tanaka, the pitcher from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope so. I hope we do. But then again, if, you know, it's gonna take $20 million just to talk to that dude.
Well, that ain't money. That Yankees got that money. That ain't 20 million.
But then they
got
to turn around and then they got to negotiate the contract with him.
They're taking
$20 million and throwing it out the window, and then turn around and saying we're going to negotiate another $100 million contract for this dude. Because they're saying the minimum that he's going to get is $17 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was 24-0 in Japan. I think his ERA was like 1.67.
Wow.
So I don't know how that's going to translate to the major leagues. You know what I mean? Depending on what league he comes to, National League, he might have he might do real, real good in the National League, but the American League, I don't know. They say they try to compare him to my other dude, Yu Darvish, from the Texas Rangers. You know, and I think if the Yankees can, you know, it's definitely going to be about him. If the Yankees sign Tanaka, you know, Beltran ain't got to worry about nothing. Ellsbury ain't got to worry about nothing. Brian McCann ain't got to worry about nothing. Jeter ain't got to worry about nothing because it's going to be all about the dude from Japan.
If he gets signed by the Yankees, that media circuit down in the Bronx is going to be staged out at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know what? You got to be leery because we went through this situation before with Hideki Arabu. Okay? We signed him, you know, and he wasn't really all of that. You know what I mean? God bless the dead. He committed suicide or whatever. But he wasn't really all of that when he came to the Yankees. And I really wasn't really feeling Hideki Arabu. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you said, the Yankees are in on everything, and we in on everybody. So you just got to come to New York. If you're going to come and play in New York, you just definitely got to show up. And then that's going to put pressure on CeCe Sabathia. You know, so I would hope CeCe, like, okay, we wouldn't sign this dude. You know, he could come in and be the number one starter. Because the last two seasons, CeCe Sabathia ain't really been all of that to me. You know? So, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully, you know, spring training is right around the corner. I'm loving baseball. That's my sport right there. We could talk about that all day long. Respect and rest in peace to Paul Blair. You know, he used to play for the Yankees, you know what I mean? And he passed away the other day. Respect due to him. As far as, you know, the spring training thing, you know, there's a lot of free agents that's still out there. Nobody's messing with Nelson Cruz. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's messing with a lot of free agents that should be on teams already. Irvin Santana, Stephen Drew, you know, a lot of players still haven't, you know, latched on the teams yet, but it's still early, and we're going to see what it is. So we're here, man, after further review, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We know we're picking off coaches, players, games, and all that of the year. This is the last after further review for 2013. We're going to be back strong, hard body karate. January, you know what it is. We're coming back. I think the date is January 7th. We're going to be back January 7th, 2014. You know what I mean? The day after the national championship game. So we all have a lot to talk about. Looking forward to that. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to bigger and better things, rocking out with my GQ Palace family. We're in the building. Shout out to Miss Deanne Lane. Shout out to King Rosie. Shout out to KL Belvin. Shout out to Tiffany Belvin. Shout out to Little Belvin, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rich, shout out to T, shout out to Angie, shout out to Rachel, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Scrib, you know what it is, family, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody who's ever really took the time to listen to any of the shows on GQ Palace Radio, because we're doing it all for you, man. It's going down. I got you. So basically it's that. So I appreciate everybody for checking in and calling or whatever, and we keep the conversation live and popping. So, you know, we here. It's the weekend. I know y'all out doing y'all thing or whatever. But again, once again, shout out to you for even, you know, considering after further review of your life. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the free agents are still, you know, it's a lot of free agents out there that haven't been touched yet. You know, and I think that, you know what else? I think it had a lot to do with the Major League is going to make their decision on Alex Rodriguez towards the end of January. So I you know, that's another situation that the Yankees maybe have to consider, their third base situation. I just think the you know, that's why they signed a lot of people just in case. Are they going to suspend Alex Rodriguez? Are they not going to suspend Alex Rodriguez? You know, so it's a lot of things. It's always something popping on 161st and River Avenue. So if the Yankees, if A-Rod comes back, you got A-Rod, right? You got Jeter, right? You got the free agents that you signed, right? And then if they sign this dude Tanaka, then it's going to be another, you know, headline. So we own the headlines. You know, the Mets don't get no love. They can have Curtis Granderson.
I like Granderson.
Well, he got a seat for you at Citi Field. You can go see Curtis Granderson. We don't need Curtis Granderson.
I know we don't need him, but I'm just saying, don't talk bad about Curtis Granderson. I like Curtis Granderson.
Last year, he had a bad luck year last year.
He got hit twice. I know.
You know what I mean? And I just think that the strikeouts catching up to the home run. You know? So, I mean, you know, maybe he needed a fresh start. And he says that, the real Mets, the real fans in New York City are Mets fans. And, you know, that's his thought, then so be it. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. So we'll see you when we're looking at you. Even the same thing with Robinson Cano. I forgot about Robinson Cano. You know, already. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. We're still going to be there. And we're going to rock out with the After Further Review baseball preview that's coming. So be on the lookout for that. We in the building. 646-200-3838 is the map. We do what we do. Switch gears a little bit, man. We're going to talk about a little... Kia, you still in the building? You still here?
All right,
Kia, to go change the flat. She's in the building. T, you still with me? All right, T, went to go check with her.
No doubt.
Okay. A lot of big things happening in college basketball today. We got the Syracuse Orangemen. My Syracuse Orangemen. You know what I mean? They got them ranked number two. I got Syracuse number one in the After Further Review poll. Syracuse Orangemen number one. We play at home against Villanova today at 2 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, you got Louisville against Kentucky. That's a big rivalry from the coaches on down. You got Louisville, you got Rick Pitino. You got Kentucky, you got John Calipari. So it's a lot of big things happening in college basketball today. That Villanova-Syracuse game is going to be big. You know what I mean? Because both of them, I think, are undefeated going in, if I'm not mistaken. I think both of those teams are undefeated. Villanova is 11-0. Syracuse is 11-0. So 2 o'clock, the Carrier Dome is going to be rocking. You know what I'm saying? And, again, I think my Syracuse Orangemen, I'm really not going to, you know, put too much credence into an 11-0 start. You know, because I've been saying it since the beginning. I think that it's going to, you know, the ACC is going to be real crazy for Syracuse. Not saying that they're going to lose or anything like that, but I just want to see how that 2-3 zone is going to work against Dukes, the North Carolina States of the world. You know what I mean? And you know, the ACC, it is what it is. And I think that, you know, we should be there at the end. But, again, it's still early. You got any thoughts about that? 646-200-3838 is the math. The Talk Real Hard Body on Facebook. Now's your chance to kind of, like, air it out. Let everybody know where you at live and direct. So you ain't got no chance to Google nothing, because we don't really subscribe to that. You know what I mean? That's why I want to know your opinion. I got hit in the head yesterday with, these are the facts and data that I got from ESPN. I don't want to hear about that. I've seen the same facts and the same data that you see. But what makes me better than you is that I can speak to that.
I saw somebody say the same thing about ESPN. This is what ESPN. And
Go ahead, Kia. Go ahead.
You know I don't like your boy, Warren Sapp. You know I just
right,
don't like.
Right, right,
right. I don't have no love for Warren. Like, he talk about our old defense. Talk about, you know, I'm about sick of him about my defense. I really am. Then I already found out the reason why he don't like the Steelers. But he still talk about my defense.
Okay. But I mean, you know that's what he gets paid to do. And he's a Hall of Famer now, so you get. And he got me a Super Bowl.
And I still don't know how he got in there.
He got me a Super Bowl, so I can't be mad at him. But on a personal tip, Warren Sapp is a weirdo. I just put it to you like that. I put it to you like he's in the Hall of Fame. He got my team a Super Bowl ring. I got to respect that. But Warren Sapp is a weirdo. What up, Shorty? Shout out to Warren Sapp. But it is what it is. We here. So what are you thinking about the Villanova Syracuse game today at 2 o'clock?
That's a rivalry, so Syracuse, How good is Noble playing this season? I haven't seen Noble play this season. How good are they playing this season?
They're 11-0. I mean, you know, again, I'm not putting too much into that until they get into the ACC schedule, huh?
Is this at the Carrier Dome or is this?
Yes, at home. It's a home game. Carrier Dome. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, you know, I'm not gonna put too much into that. But January 11th, I don't know if my man Slate is out there listening. January 11th, Syracuse against North Carolina. I'll holler at you.
Ooh.
It's going down. So we got some live stuff popping for January.
January 11th?
January 11th, Syracuse against North Carolina. February 1st, Syracuse against Duke. So that's going to be a good one. That's going to be at the Carrier Dome. So we'll see two of the great coaches that ever did it. Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim at the Carrier Dome on February the 1st. So we're here live and direct, man. After further review, year-end show, live and direct with the mayor. We don't like to do too much, repeats and stuff like that. We like to keep it live and funky with you, and that's how we rock out. But, yeah, my Syracuse Orange men, they're doing their numbers, you know what I'm saying? And again, I'm not, 11-0 is 11-0. You know, but again, once they get into that ACC part of the schedule, we gonna see what it is with Syracuse. CJ Fair is doing his numbers. You know what I mean? My man, we got at the point is doing his numbers. And Tyler Ennis is his name. He's doing his numbers. So I think that it's another season that's on the go for Syracuse. We doing what we do, and. I trust my team. I've been rocking out with Syracuse, and I think, once again, I'll say it again, once we get inside that ACC schedule, we'll be all right. CJ Fair is holding it down. Tyler Ennis is holding it down, we just going to do what we do. I'm expecting,
I'm sorry, what do you think about North Carolina not bringing what's his name back?
Who is, what's his name?
PJ. I mean,
you're talking about Hanson, PJ Hanson?
Yeah.
And you reap what you sow. He brought that on himself. You know what I'm saying? He definitely brought that on himself. He had a situation that, why are you going to try to, whatever the situation was with the, if it was classes or was anything else, you're at North Carolina, yo. You kind of got a, not an image, but something to live up to. You know what I'm saying? And they're not even applying for his reinstatement to get him back.
That's what I'm saying. He was supposed to be reinstated a week ago.
That kind of tells me all I need to know about that situation. And it's crazy because, it might be rules violations and all this crazy stuff going on. So I don't know, it's a whole quagmire with that situation.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Last week was his reinstatement, but they didn't accept it.
Yeah, they don't want to go through the drama and the rigmarole of it, he's been in situations where he's been in traffic incidents and using rental cars and a connection with that dude Fats Thomas, who's supposed to be a felon. So they don't want to have nothing to do with that. So they're gonna try to move as far as possible away from that. So I mean, it's just sad. It's a whole sad situation the way it goes down. Even with Leslie McDonald, but he got reinstated. So he missed the first 9 games, and he got to pay that money back. You know what I mean? So he received improper benefits from this dude. So, again, it just goes to show you got to just kind of, keep your hands away from everything because they're definitely watching you, and everybody else is watching you. So wherever you go, they got cell phones, and they got whatever. You leave a paper trail or whatever, it's going to come back and bite you in your arm, and now look at you. Your team that, they tried it. If it was up to them, they would have you back. But it's so much that's been done already. It's kind of like it's just a waste of their time to try to even make that happen. And I know Roy Williams is disappointed in that. And it's sad for North Carolina. And I would like to see what Slate, because he's a North Carolina dude, I'd like to see what he had to say about the situation. But, it is what it is. We can't worry about North Carolina. I just got to see them, later on. You know what I mean? And it's hopefully everything can work out, and hopefully PJ could get his situation together, and he can learn from, learn from the situation right here. We're here after further review. We are in the building, live and direct, 646-200-3838 is the math. So, Kia, what's standing out to you as far as college basketball? Anything that that's caught your attention?
I don't like the way Kentucky's been playing.
Kentucky, oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, because I know you like them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like the way they've been playing. Oh, my God. It's like they, you know. So, you know what I've been looking at? All the, like, the teams. Yeah, you know, you get to the final Sweet 16, all these little Cinderella teams that come out and show everybody that we got a program down here. We can play some ball. I've been kind of like watching them, like, who's going to be the Cinderella this year? Who's going to be the team to upset Georgia? You know, like last year, Georgia.
Like last year. Who heard of Florida Gulf Coast? You know what I'm saying? They was crushing everybody. You know what I'm saying? So again, it goes down to March, how you playing. But like so far, like the sleeper teams, I don't know. If you had to ask me a sleeper team this year so far.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like looking like who can be a sleeper team this year?
Whew.
But really,
look at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They 12-0. They're in the Big Ten. They're right behind Ohio State. They 12-0.
But Wisconsin have a. I'm talking about teams like. Eight.
Oh, a team that you wouldn't think of. Oh, okay, all right.
Come on, Wisconsin.
Right.
Come on.
What's the matter with Wisconsin?
No, I'm not saying that's the matter with them, but they're a team that you expect they could probably get.
Oh, okay.
Florida Gulf, who beat Georgetown? But
in my opinion, Georgetown wasn't all that to begin with. I remember me and you, we was going through it last year about Georgetown with Otto Porter and all that. I really wasn't rocking with Georgetown like that.
Don't even try. Because you're a Q fan. That's why.
Huh?
You're not supposed to. Because you're a Q fan. You're not supposed to.
That's right. Talk about it. Tell them.
As far as
the teams that who are sleepers who might make some noise, I don't know. We might have to wait until conference play starts before we can figure out who's those teams that are going to be, you know, going to be in the tournament. And had that one of those 64 slots, then we could talk about that. But right now, it's still kind of early. Conference play hasn't really started yet. So we just got to have to, you know, figure that out. But right now, if you was to ask me right now, wow, I don't know. All right, look at Connecticut. You know, they lost. Shabazz Napier, he's one of the top players in the country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they got a new coach, you know, Kevin Ollie. You know, so you know, it's gonna let time is gonna dictate how that's gonna work out. You know, but I just really like to know your opinion as far as, you know, the college basketball and what you've been watching and who you see and who you like.
I don't. Can North Carolina be a one seed at the end of this? Everything is over. Can Duke, you know, can these teams be one seed? I thought Kentucky was gonna be good with the Harrison Twins and all this other stuff.
Yeah. And you know, it's what it is. There's a lot of teams out there. There's a lot of undefeated teams that's out there still. You know what I mean? But everybody's not going to finish. All the teams that's undefeated right now, like you got Arizona, Syracuse, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Villanova, Wichita State, Oregon, Iowa State. They're 9-0. You know what I mean? But all those teams are going to be undefeated when the season's over. A lot of those teams won't be undefeated when the day is over because Syracuse plays Villanova. So one of them teams is going to go home with an L by the end of the day. So, I mean, you know, it really can't really dictate early part of the season how the season is going to go. You got to wait until it gets to, like, you know, maybe the middle of February. You know what I mean? And once we get figured out those conference tournaments and, you know, who's going to figure out what seed, who's going to play where, then I think that's gonna tell, you know, we can really get a better indication of who's going to do what. We here, man. We almost an hour and a half in after further review. 646-200-3838 is the math. I want to shout out once again to everybody, man, who's ever called, you know, after further review and chopped it up with the mayor, man, because, you know, we get it in. It's really crazy right now, so we're doing what we do. Once again, shout out to... And I want to give a special shout out to the ladies, man. The ladies, you know, we have our show in October. We try to rock out with, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, we do a show in October where we just want all just ladies to call in. You know what I mean? And ask any type of questions that, you know, pertaining to sports that you might have. But, you know, I respect y'all for the knowledge, because you do drop a lot of jewels, you know what I'm saying? And keep the show moving. You know what I mean? Because you talk to a lot of people, you know, and they're like, well, I don't know nothing about sports and I don't like sports. That's fine. Even though, you know, you try to beat that clock to get to work every day, that's sports. You know?
Really?
You try to get that low price on whatever you're trying to get, whatever you're trying to buy, that's sports. Okay? So, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. But, again, I appreciate the ladies for calling in, checking in with the mayor, and the consistency of it is real, real cool. I like that. So we're here, man, an hour and a half in, and you know how I do it, Kia, right? I got to shout out to my hockey people. So if you want to, you know, get you a hamburger or something right now, I got to shout out to my hockey people. I'm a hockey dude. I'm understanding the game a lot better. It's an enjoyable game, and it's sports. And I'm not limited, you know what I mean? Because you get a lot of people out there that say, well, yo, I'm a basketball expert. I'm a boxing this. I'm a football that. But then you ask them about baseball, you ask them about hockey, or even college sports, they go, oh, I don't know nothing about this. So how expert of sports are you? So, and stay in your lane. Don't get mad because somebody can espouse knowledge, you know what I mean, that you pretend that you got. And I don't got no time to be figuring it out and holding your hand and walking you through it. You a sports expert, holler at your boy. And we can chop it up. Because I like to learn stuff from people, too. It's not like I know everything because I don't. But I want to learn, too. But I can't learn that from somebody who's limited. So that's what it is. So the hockey season, man, is underway. It's getting ready to go to a break because they're going to do a break for the Winter Olympics. So, you know, right now, hockey is – the Western Conference teams are killing right now. Shout out to the Anaheim Ducks, Chicago Blackhawks. You know what I mean? L.A. Kings, St. Louis Blues, they're like the top four teams in the league right now. The East, you know, they broke down the divisions. So, you know, there's four divisions, the Atlantic, Metropolitan, the Central, and the Pacific. And there's like 8-9 teams in each division. So they broke that down, and they try to make it a little bit more competitive. But, you know, the cream is going to always rise to the top. So you got the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're top of their division. Boston Bruins, they're top of their division. My Rangers, I don't know what to say about them. I don't know what to say about the Rangers. Henrik Lundqvist signed that contract, and he hasn't played in a couple of days. Because that rookie is doing his thing for the Rangers, so you gotta understand and respect that. So, my hockey people, we talk about it. So, call up 646-200-3838. Holler at me. You know what I mean? Cam Talbot is his name. That's the rookie that's taking Henrik Lundqvist's shine. So, I think right now the best team in hockey right now, just in my opinion, from what I've seen so far this season, it's got to be Chicago. You know, they won the Stanley Cup last year. You know what I mean? They got 27 wins already. They got 60 points already this year. So they're looking at over 100 points by the end of the season. Okay, so they're doing their numbers. Patrick Kane, you know what I mean? And they're doing what they got to do. So shout out to the Blackhawks, and they're doing their thing. So I got it in. I talked about hockey. I hope you're satisfied. So now we're going to go on to something else. We're here, after further review, year-end show, 2013 wrap-up, 646-200-3838 is the math. I appreciate everybody for calling in, checking in. I don't know what the lines is looking like, but holler anyway. You know what I mean? Even if you got to talk about sports, just holler. You know what I mean? And that's respect, too. We're going to slide off into some boxing. Kia, you still there with me?
I'm here.
All right, so what was your look on boxing as far as the year 2013?
Well, you know, I think that's like the only sport, whatever, that I don't even, unless it's like a big major fight going on, as far as, you know, somebody talking about a fight party or coming to watch so-and-so, or me talk about individual boxers. That's about the only time I even think or listen to boxing if I don't hear from you or other people. That's what it is.
So I'm going to speak on that for a hot minute. It's a lot of fights that's out there that could be made, a lot of fights out there that should be made. I'm not even going to mention no names right now, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of good fights that, you know, have been made. And in boxing, I think this is the best year for boxing in the last 20, 25 years. A lot of good fights. A lot of good, exciting fights. And the one that, you know, that we're waiting for, I think it's the shelf life for the Floyd Mayweather Jr. Manny Pacquiao fight is kind of low. If they would have fought maybe a couple years ago, they could have fought twice by now. And people would still be talking about it, you know what I mean? I have Fighter of the Year. My nominees for Fight of the Year. Timothy Bradley versus Ruslan Prodnevikov. That was a great fight on HBO. Oh man, that was one of those Rocky fights. That was a really, really good fight. Bernard Hopkins against Tavoris Cloud. That was a good fight. We got another caller. Hold on. I got you. Hold that thought. We got another caller on the line. Welcome to the bigger show. Rich Money, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man. The big homie decided to finally check in.
What's good?
What's good?
What's going on, man?
What's good, Playboy? Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know too much about sports. I'm just calling in, you know, thank you for being with GQ Palace and all that.
That's what it is.
I
appreciate it, man.
Doing too good, but I'm still going with them. How you say, hard body karate. And
yep.
The Giants, and I know T is listening. I know she's going to say something smart, but hey.
Yeah, T's in her glory right now. T's in her glory. It's all about T right now, and her Eagles doing their thing. You know what I mean? But, So how did the year go to you, man? How do you think that, you know, we did after further reviews did this year, man?
You know what? You know, I'm a big Knicks fan, but it came to the point where I ain't even watched the games no more. I just got depressed.
I hear you. It's depressing.
He's too cocky with it. He thinks he's doing what he got to do, but I don't think he's doing enough. You know what I mean? I think the last game I seen was with Cobb when they played the who was it? I forgot who they was playing. I was so mad, and they lost by 1 point when they was up. You remember that? What game was that?
I don't know. I'm not specifically with what you're talking about right now.
102-101.
Uh
huh. I can't remember who they was playing.
Uh-huh.
But Carmelo got mad and threw his headband on the floor.
Yeah,
you gotta know what game I'm talking about.
They watched the Wizards. They was playing the Wizards.
Exactly.
They lost 102-101. Carmelo had 32.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. After that, I was just like, you know what? It's a wrap. But I'm still a Knicks fan regardless. I'm gonna go with them to the day I die. And the Giants.
As far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, we put ourselves in that situation. It's a lot of games that, you know, we lost by, you know, 5 or 3 points or less, you know what I mean? But, again, it comes back to a team concept, a team situation. You know, Carmelo can get mad all he wants, you know what I mean? But, you know, he's got to bring that leadership, you know?
Exactly.
You know?
It's just like Jordan. He's trying to bring the leadership, but he ain't doing as much as he's supposed to do. You know, Carmelo want to look pretty. Like that last shot he took. I don't know what kind of shot that was.
Yeah. But, I mean, Carmelo feels like he has to take it into his hands at times. And, you know, and going back to that Washington Wizards game when we lost 102-101, it was a situation with, like, 6 seconds left. We had three timeouts. Everybody knew we had three timeouts. The coach knew. Carmelo knew. Okay, he's rushing the ball to get inbounded, and then he walks the ball up the floor. Like, what are you doing? You got 6 seconds left. Take the ball, call timeout, you can have it at half court. Then you can inbound it at half court. So what do you – I mean, that thing goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show about the basketball IQ. If you don't have a basketball IQ, what are you doing out there on the floor? And how are you going to get mad at the next man when they don't, you know, when they don't do their job? As being a leader, you could have been like, yo, coach, look, we got three timeouts left. Do what we got to do. Get the ball at half court, call timeout. And set up a play. And even if you got to get it to Carmelo, set up the play for him to take a better shot. You know? So that, you know, a lot of basketball IQ plays into that. So, you know, I can't respect you if you don't really have a basketball IQ. You could make $100 million every day. But if you're not winning and you don't have that basketball IQ, it's not in you, what are you doing?
Exactly.
So that's all. But again, man, I appreciate you, man, for putting me on.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Let me do my thing. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do bigger, better things in 2014 and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some things coming up and all that. But, you know, I just call, you know, say thank you to you, you know, for doing what you do exactly, because you definitely do your thing. And, you know.
Appreciate you.
I'm still going to be tuned in and all that.
Appreciate you,
know,
my dude. That's what it is, man.
I'm going to tell you over the air. Your lines is hot, but they just got to press that one button just to let them know I'm seeing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. You know, people just... They'd rather listen, and you know, I guess they get more out of listening than, you know, whatever they can contribute to the show. I appreciate people just press that one and you can get on and spit your knowledge and don't hide out on things. Because I'm the type of dude that's going to call you out regardless. Because I like to think that I know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not scared to go, you know, if you got knowledge or if you got something that contribute, then why not?
Exactly.
Don't play like you know what you're talking about on Facebook, and then when it's your chance, I'll give you the floor. I will give you the floor. So it is what it is. And you can get mad. You can feel some kind of way. However you feel about it, that's on you. You got to wear that. So you could run around and do that little, you know, pretend you got sports knowledge around your little friends or whoever's listening to you. But come in. And I'm going to say this again. The words of the great philosopher, Omar Little. You come aiming at the king, you best not miss. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. So,
it's been a lot of aiming, but I've seen a lot of missing.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot of aiming.
There's
definitely
been
a lot
of
missing.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen a lot of missing.
You know, but I mean, this year. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mayor, I guess you want, can I do a little plug-in real fast before I bounce?
Go ahead.
All right. Just to let y'all know, January 3rd, you know, with Swagger Thing, Kyle Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers will be hosting that show.
Okay. Kyrie Irving.
DJ Party Rock. Kyrie Irving, yeah, of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
January 3rd of the 90s parties. I'm going to keep you informed about it. You know, this little shameless plug right now.
That's what it is. So you heard it right there. Go ahead.
I'm gonna head out real fast. You know, let you finish doing your thing, but I'm still gonna be tuned in because you know, it's good for me to learn more.
No doubt, I appreciate you for calling,
man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you for calling and holding me down, man, for the little over a year that we've been rocking out, man. So. It just is what it is, man. You know, some people, you know, got it. Some people say they got it. Some people need to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's the deal.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, so again, man, thank you for calling, man. And again, we see you out there. That's why I say, listeners, we see you too. So,
exactly.
You know, do what you do. I don't want to hear about it after the fact. I'm going to go one more time. I'm going to say it real slow this time. 646-200-3838. Press 1. Somebody go answer the phone. Press 1. And you'll be on the air. I can't put it to you no simpler than that. I cannot put it to you no simpler than that. So you know what it is. And you know what they say, Rich. Pressure bust pipes. So we in the building, man. We definitely in the building. Pressure bust pipes. But I don't talk about it. I'll be about it, too. So, again, man, shout out to you, man. Thank you for putting me on and letting me, you know, do what I do, man, because this is me. And anybody that know me know that the sports conversation sets it off. If we can talk sports, I can talk sports with you all day, among other things. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. And the homie's watching the line, so the line's lit up right now. So what you need to do is, you know, get your gumption up, press 1,
exactly.
And let's rock out.
Exactly. All right?
So, again, my man said January 3rd. Where is that party going to be at January 3rd?
511 Lexington Avenue.
Say again?
511 Lexington Avenue.
511 Lexington Avenue. That's New York City.
Yeah, it's the paid-in-full edition with Swagger.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Swagger, man. Shout out to Swagger. So January 3rd,
stage
48. Kyrie Irving will be hosting. Kyrie Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers will be hosting the 90s. It's a 90s party.
Yeah, it's a 90s party.
All right. So who's DJing?
DJ Smoothski and DJ Boogie.
DJ Smoothski. Shout out to Smoothski. Shout out to Boogie holding it down. So January 3rd, come through 90s. In effect, Kyrie Irving, Cleveland Cavaliers in the building. DJ Smoothski, DJ Boogie, you know what I mean? Stage 48 is going to be the scene where it's going down. GQ Palace in the building? That wasn't a statement. That was a question. GQ Palace in the building?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All right. For sure.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We here. So,
I'm gonna let you
again, man.
You
I appreciate
do, man.
You for calling. And again, man, you know it is what it is, man. As a Knicks fan, we gonna ride this out together, fam. You know
what I'm saying? No
so
doubt.
You know it's gonna get worse before it gets any better. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. But as a Knicks fan, we still gonna be there. So we gonna be there at the parade.
Yeah.
It might not be till another 20 years, but we gonna be there when the Knicks have a parade. So that's
I'll
all we can say to that, man. But again, thank you for calling. And again, man, we gonna do this thing, man. We gonna do this thing real hard body, man.
For sure. Y'all have a happy New Year too, man.
And thank you, man. Happy New Year to you, man. Too, man. Salute.
All right.
That was a big homie right there. You know what I mean? Rich Money holding the situation down. You know, GQ Palace is in the building. Just kind of want to say, man, to everybody that listens to GQ Palace and even all the hosts of the different and diverse shows that we have on GQ Palace Radio, man. You know what I do Mondays? I do Unsigned Artist Radio. I really enjoy that. That's picking up a little steam. I like that. And right after me on Mondays, Miss Deanne Lane and King Roozy. I was on their show last Monday, and we had fun with it. You know what I mean? So definitely check them out. You know what I mean? Because Miss Deanne Lane gets busy. King Roozy in the building. Shout out. Tuesday, after further review, you know what I do on Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, holding it down. Wednesdays, you got the Diva Squad in the building. I got Miss T in the house with me right now.
Wee-wee.
So they do what they do. You know what I mean? They play the joints. You know, the joints that get you in that mood. R&B. All of that. Definitely the conversation is definitely live. You know, the times that I've checked in with them. Shout out to Miss T. Shout out to Miss Angie and Miss Rachel. They do their thing. They keep the topics interesting. They keep it fun and they keep it flowing. So you definitely need to check them out. The Diva Squad on Wednesdays. And a big shout out to my man, Chicky Chick, yo. You know what I mean? I would be not doing my job. You know what I mean? If I didn't mention the big homie, Chicky Chick, that holds it down in the comedy note. You know what I mean? So if you want to get your laugh on Hump Night, you know what I mean? You do what you do with my man Chicky Chick doing what he does on Wednesdays. Thursdays is the Belvins, man. They got a real family situation going down, and they give you an insight to how they living their everyday. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big KL. You know what I mean? Shout out to Miss Tiffany, and shout out to your bundle of joy that you're expecting. So 2014 is going to be a real big year for them. You know what I mean? So touch base with them on Thursdays if you know you want to get some conversation about, you know, relationships and reality and whatever's going on with you. So holler at the Belvins on Thursday. Friday, you know, Rich Money, he does his thing on the entertainment note. You know what I mean? I checked in with him. You know what I mean? I try to touch base with everybody, man. I got to do a better job on Thursdays. I already know Big KL. I already know my G. He does his thing on Friday, introducing, playing some music, you know what I mean, interviews, wilding out, doing what we do on Fridays, man. So that's Rich Money on the entertainment note. Then on Sundays, it's Spiritual Sunday. No doubt. Sundays is Spiritual Sundays with Miss Lavina. She does her thing. And my man just added to the family, man. My man Scribio, Timmy Hunter, he does his thing, man. So we got everything covered. So whatever you need to get, if you need to get your religion on, we got you covered. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your... the sports vibe on, we got you covered. And anything else that you need to, you know, talk about or you feel like talking about, we got you covered at GQ Palace Radio. So that's what it is right there. So, again, man, we do our thing right here. So, again, I appreciate you. And this is what I'm going to say for 2014. This is what I'm going to do for 2014. I owe everybody a drop. So, for Miss Lavina's show, Scribby's show, Deanne Lane, the Divas, you know I definitely got to do y'all drop. The Diva Show, Chicky Chick, the Belvins. I'm going to do a drop for everybody, man. That's going to be my gift to my fellow GQ Palace hosts.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's going down. So I'm going to do that's what I got to do. I got to do drops, be a little bit more active or whatever. But, you know, I'm doing my school thing, you know what I mean, doing what I got to do so to improve myself. But 2013 was definitely a great year, you know what I mean, in sports. A lot of comebacks, a lot of, you know, people, you know, showed up and did what they needed to do. A lot of, you know, people got injured, you know what I mean, but they're trying to come back and make it happen. So 2014 should be a bigger and more blessed year for everybody, man. I'm hyped and charged about, you know, stepping into this new year to a new situation, and let's rock it and make it happen for ourselves, man. So that's basically it. Once again, the announcement, my man Rich Money, stage 48, January 3rd, 2014. 2014, Kyrie Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers will be in the building. 90s party going down. DJ Smooth Ski, DJ Boogie. So definitely you want to get your tickets for that. The GQ Palace family will be in the building. No autographs, please. Take a lot of pictures, but no autographs, please. We'll be in the definitely be in the building. So shout out to the people who checked in so far today. T's in the building. My man Barry's actually at Yankee Stadium right now at the Pinstripe Bowl with Rutgers and Notre Dame. So he said he was going to check in at halftime. So that's what's up. Kia, you know how she does. She checks in with us on the regular. Got to salute that. And my man Rich Money, you know what I mean? He came through and, you know, chopped it up and was like, you know, give his salute and all of that. So that's how we're doing it, man. We are hour and 45 in. And we talk football, we talk basketball, we talk college basketball. Now we're going to slide into a little college football right now. Who I got in the building with me? Kia, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, no, thank you. Thank you. T, you still with us?
Yep.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm expected to hear from Barry any second now because the Rutgers and Notre Dame game is tied 13-13 at halftime. Don't tell him I told you that because he said he wanted to call in and give us the score. You know what I mean? Don't tell him I blew the spot up. But it's all good. Rutgers and Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium right now. So Barry is there, so he's going to give us a report. And that's what we're going to do, man. We try to keep it, you know, fun. You know what I mean? We try to keep it, you know, real. You know, so if you're not going to bring your A game to the table, you will be exposed. And if you get mad, that's on you. You know what I mean? Get to step your game up. And that's all it is to that right there. So we do what we do. Looking forward to the Florida State and Auburn game. You know what I mean? That's going down, a national championship game. I haven't made my pick for that game yet. I don't know, man. I have to state that Florida State with the Heisman Trophy winner, James Winston, you know, it's going to be his birthday. So, I have to state that, you know, he's going to, you know, do what he does. But usually in the past, in the recent past, Heisman Trophy winners haven't really, really shown up in their bowl games, you know. So you want to kind of like, you know, you're leery about James Winston. He doesn't have that other situation, that off-the-field situation to worry about anymore, you know. They're going to play Auburn, and I don't think Auburn is going to, you know, lay down just because they're playing an undefeated Florida State team. This is the last season for the BCS. Thank you. Can we applaud that? The last season for the BCS. Applaud that, please. Thank you very much. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about a computer telling us, you know, telling us who the number one team in the nation is. There's a 13-person panel that's going to decide who's going to be in the championship game. That's the bell, saved by the bell. Thank you very much. Who we got in the building with us right now? And the winner is Tyrone Williams. Tyrone Williams, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. Happy New Year, man. Happy holidays and all that. Welcome to the bigger show.
What's happening, homie? Speaking of saved by the bell, I'm going to state one simple fact.
Okay.
Auburn been saved by the bell twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And
talk about it.
I do feel like they coach deserve to be coach of the year easily. I mean, yeah. Really easily.
Gus Malzahn all day.
I think Florida State got a precision offense that's going to be pretty much too much for them.
Hmm. Okay.
Not a Florida State fan at all. I'm a South Carolina Gamecock.
We're going to get into that in a hot minute. I got you. Okay, so, yeah, you were saying that you just think that Auburn's been living on a prayer for this season, and you think that Florida State is too pinpointed and precise for them. Go ahead.
They're too precise on the offensive end.
So, I mean, what kind of game are you expecting? The atmosphere is going to be – playing on a neutral field. The atmosphere is going to be crazy, as you already know. So, I mean, do you think that Winston is going to, you know, you know, play up to his Heisman potential? He's got the Heisman Trophy wrapped up, and as I said earlier, you know, Heisman Trophy winners haven't really been all that in their bowl games. Go ahead.
Well, I see you know a little something about football because Heisman Trophy.
I know a little something.
Heisman Trophy candidates don't normally perform well, not only on that level, but they have problems in the pros. Look at Dan Werfel.
Yeah.
But it's just the intangibles that he brings to the college game, Mm-hmm. I mean, you had your Cam Newtons, you had your Michael Vicks, both
right.
good runners. Neither one of them were great passers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what nobody say or think about that when I say that, but check the stats.
Right.
Right.
No doubt.
I recall, and I know this a fact, Michael
uh-huh.
Vick had the two lower passer ratings in the NFL twice, one with Philly last year
mm-hmm.
and one when he was with Atlanta.
Okay, right.
Now, Cam Newton, we all know his athletic abilities, and I expect great things from them this year because they got a defense.
Right.
But when you look at Jameis Winston, with all the adversity that Florida State has been through, for him to play through all that,
right.
I think he's going to stand up in the championship game.
Okay. All right. I mean, and again, and the confidence. And I don't like to use these terms, the swag that he brings to it. It's like he has no fear. He's got fear factor at all. He's ready to go in there, get in. It doesn't matter if they're playing at Clemson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't matter if they play in Miami or whoever they play. He's going to do his numbers, and he's going to make it happen. But again, like you said in the beginning.
As a football player myself, a lot of people don't know that pressure comes off the field as well. For him to go through all that and still put up the numbers he put up.
Right.
Man, I don't think you can pretty much put anything in front of him at the college level that he ain't going to stand up to.
Right. And he plays baseball. So it's a situation where it's like, you know how you said you were a South Carolina dude. So we're talking
to
you about Jadeveon Clowney. You know, how do you feel that his year, you know, in 2013 – went, and I'm gonna make a comment after your comment in regards to Jadeveon Clowney.
The thing that happened to Jadeveon Clowney was simple. He I ain't gonna say overhyped, but he drew a lot of attention to himself, being braggadocious, and I blame ESPN to a certain extent.
Okay.
Because we already know that he's got the that he did in the bowl game.
In the Outback Bowl against Michigan. That's right. He lived off of that for a year.
Yeah, and when you do something spectacular like that, and it's a hit heard around the world.
Right. That's what you're right. Say that.
Unexpected expectations comes with that, and I don't think he was ready for all that. I mean, people expect to hit every game. He'll never be able to do that again.
Nah, he will never. I mean, I don't want to put nothing bad to say, but you made a great point, my dude. You was like, you know, you made that one hit, and I think maybe he, you know, ESPN blew it out the box. You saw it every day, 16 times a day, for the last 360 days, okay? And, you know, again, this season was kind of like, okay, I'm living off of that hit. I'm going to be drafted number one in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Everybody had all this potential for this dude. But still, you have to go out there and show and prove.
Yeah.
Okay? And for him to be like, well, I don't know if I want to play. And Steve Spurrier, he really didn't know what was going on. Like,
I can't fault Spurrier.
Right. He didn't know what was going on. So, but like you said, back to your other point, T, you was like, yo, the off-the-field stuff can sometimes kind of affect you more than the off-the-field, than the on-the-field play.
I know the guy personally.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know, when you would see him winded on the field because they had a special camera on him every game, the man had gained weight. Initially, when the season started, he came in at 275. I saw him. The man had got up to like 290. And wasn't conditioning himself. He was in clubs. He was having a ball.
Living off that one hit.
Living off the hit.
Right. And that's almost been a year ago.
Yeah, and now mind you, he's still going to be a top five pick.
Yeah.
By an offense that need a great defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he conditions himself, which I think he will.
Right.
He can be dominant in the NFL.
Okay. All right. I respect that. But, I mean, you know... What I was going to say about Jameis Winston, it's kind of like he's like in the kind of same situation with Clowney. But his situation is kind of like better for him because he doesn't really have to play football next season for Florida State. Because he can play baseball. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he's a top baseball player and he's a top football player, but does that take away from him as far as his NFL prospects are concerned, as far as if he doesn't play next season? Because he redshirted last year, so it's not like he's leaving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, go ahead, go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Jameis Winston is going to win the national championship. And it's going to be lopsided.
You think so? You think they'll beat, what do you think, 2 touchdowns?
At least.
At least 2 touchdowns over Auburn. So you heard it here first. Mr. Tyrone Williams in the building with us. He says that Florida State is going to put the beats on Auburn. You know what I mean? And he was at the beginning.
You, if you look at the Georgia game, that ball was on the throw.
Right, the tip. Right. I got you.
They wouldn't have given it if it wasn't for Georgia.
Yeah, but I mean, Georgia was one of those disappointments that you asked me.
Oh,
Georgia was a disappointment this season. But again, like you said, the ball, you know, it found its way into his hand. And even with the Georgia game and the Alabama game, you know, are they just living on luck, or are they going to be exposed? You say they're going to be exposed in the national championship game.
They will be exposed. And like I said, I applaud their coach. But luck was on their side now if you really look at it.
Yeah, you're right. Because if they did that same play 100 times over, they probably wouldn't end up that way. You know what I'm saying? Because it was double coverage. The guy tipped the ball. He just said, look what I found.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Interception. But the Georgia player tipped it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
he
jumped in the way of the pass.
That's right. I got you on the line, Tyrone, man. I appreciate you calling. Most definitely, my dude. I'm gonna get your opinion on something that we was talking about earlier. We did the team of the year. The nominees were the Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Ravens, Chicago Blackhawks, Louisville Cardinals, and Alabama Crimson Tide. Who do you think is the team of the year, in your opinion?
Baltimore Ravens.
I got you. Baltimore Ravens. And give us a little reason why.
My reason is for this. If you look at the NFL, for what it's worth these days, it takes an offense and a defense to win games. For some reason, the Baltimore Ravens quarterback and the team became inspired all of a sudden for Ray Lewis.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
For some reason, Baltimore Ravens quarterback and the team came inspired for Ray Lewis.
When Ray Lewis said he was going to retire, yep, you're right. Go ahead.
Because, I mean, let's be honest here. He ain't nothing but a step above Trent Dilfer, and Trent Dilfer was popping.
Yeah, you're right. And he ended up with the same thing Trent Dilfer ended up with, a ring. That's right.
Out the blue, he just started throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns out the blue, and my friend T.C. Holland introduced this menu you got here. I was telling people in the playoffs, I said, man, it's going to be hard to beat the Ravens. I said, man, for some reason, the quarterback didn't.
Hold that thought, Tyrone. We got another call on the line. We got Barry back in the building. He's calling live and direct from Yankee Stadium. He's at the Pinstripe Bowl. Barry, what's good? Thank you for hitting me back, man. What's good?
What's up, man?
Everything's everything, my dude. So what it look like out there at Yankee Stadium, man? What's the score?
Yeah,
score update?
The Pinstripe Bowl was 13-13. It's a great game, man. A great game.
All right. What's the atmosphere like? Who's the crowd pulling for? Rutgers or Notre Dame? I know Notre Dame
Rutgers,
as well.
You know, in New Jersey, it's closer. It's more like three-quarters Rutgers.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about Florida State going away. You know that, right? The BCS.
Well, I mean, I heard my man Tyrone. He was like, Florida State going to win by at least 2 touchdowns. Are you the same opinion?
It's going to be a good game, probably by 1 touchdown. Often they don't.
Right. So, again, Tyrone was, giving us some information in regards to, how he feels Florida State is going to move. He said they're going to be really pinpoint and precise against them. And I think they can and they will move the ball against Auburn's defense.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I want to see how Florida State's defense reacts to that, to Trey Mason and Nick Marshall, and how, you know, if they could shut the Auburn offense down, because Auburn offense ain't no joke either. They did win a couple games by luck, okay. But look, I'm basing my opinion on the last game that Auburn played, the SEC title game against Missouri.
Right.
Okay. And everybody, and I'm not gonna say no names, because I'm not gonna big them up like that. They was beating me in the head about Missouri. And I was telling you, Missouri is kind of like a mirage. They had a nice season. They snuck up on some people. You know what I mean? But when your feet get put to the fire, you know, it happens. But you know what, though?
Right.
Missouri was scoring on Auburn like Auburn was scoring on Missouri. So Auburn's defense kind of like took a hit, in my opinion. Auburn's defense took a hit. But, again, you know, if it depends on which defense is going to make that stop.
That's
okay? You know?
Let me ask you a question, man.
Go ahead, my dude.
Okay. Now, what do you think with Auburn's two wins, though? Was that luck?
The win against Georgia and the win against Alabama?
That's
the only way you could describe it.
Okay.
That's the only way you could describe that. But you know what? To the Alabama game, I kind of blame that one on Nick Saban being greedy.
That's true.
You know, I'm not disrespecting Alabama and what they've done the last couple of years. You know what I'm saying? But if I remember that game very, very clear. It was 1 second left. The dispute was if he was out of bounds. Okay? And they said that he wasn't. And Nick Saban said he was. They put 1 second back on the clock. And instead of just taking the knee, playing for overtime.
Right.
He decided he wants to try to win the game right then and there with your second-string kicker.
Exactly.
Because your first-string kicker missed 3 field goals in that game.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I blame that on Nick Saban, and it's definitely a luck component with that. You know what I mean? And he missed the field goal. It was wide right. Chris Davis took it in, and the rest is history. But, again, to answer your question, most definitely luck was involved in it. You know what I mean? But they're going to need more than luck. When they play against Florida State, you know, I'm not making my pick yet. You know what I mean? But I think I'm leaning more towards the side of you saying that it's going to be a close game. I don't think that Auburn's going to come in there and lay down. You know what I mean? I'm kind of excited and anticipating. You know, James Winston, it's going to be his birthday. We already know that he's hyped and charged. He has a fire. He has a spark with him. You know what I mean? So this is the biggest game of his life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that, again, he's going to want to show and prove to people that, you know, his off-the-field situation didn't bother him. You know, this two-week, three-week break, you know what I mean? I think it's even more than that. Is that going to affect him? Because they're both coming in on, they both could be like, it's going to be like 28 days since they played, or even more than that.
Right.
So, you know how a lot of people say, well, you know, the time off, you might be a little rusty and this and that. No, I think that they doing what they need to do. And this game is going to be a big game, and I'm not going to give my pick yet, but it definitely is going to be definitely going to be entertaining. I don't know if you was listening earlier. I just need to get your pick for the team of the year. We got Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Ravens, Chicago Blackhawks, Louisville Cardinals, and Alabama Crimson Tide for the team of the year.
The team of the year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You said who was it? The Red Sox, Alabama.
Boston Red Sox. World Series champions, Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl, Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, Louisville Cardinals were national champions in basketball, and Alabama Crimson Tide, two-time football national champions. Who you got?
I'll go with Louisville because, you know, I'm a Yankees fan. I can't go for the Red Sox, even though they did something great. But I can't vote for them. You know that.
I hear you. That's what it is. I respect that. That's what it is. So you got the Louisville Cardinals. I picked Louisville, too, on the strength of, you know, they kind of like, you know, bounded around Kevin Ware and his injury, you know what I mean? And Rick Pitino is really that dude. I respect him. He's been around for a long, long time. And the fact that he went and got a tattoo.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't renege. He said, yo, you win the championship, I got you. So he did his numbers and respected that. So we 2 hours in, man. So we're gonna get this right quick. I got T in the building. I got Kia with me. I got my man Tyrone with me. And I got Barry checking in from Yankee Stadium. Real quick, Barry, because I know, you know, I don't want
to
run up your phone bill and all that.
The coach
of the year. We got the coach of the year. We got Nick Saban, Rick Pitino, John Farrell, John Harbaugh, and Joel Quenneville for the Blackhawks. Who you got for coach of the year?
Pitino, man. Pitino's been my man since the Knicks in Kentucky, man.
Remember when he used to coach the Knicks, yo? Rick Pitino used to coach the Knicks. Remember that?
Yeah, with the defense.
Yeah, Yes, sir. That's what it is. All right, so we're in the building, man. It's a segue. I got people in the building, so we're gonna keep it moving. The player of the year.
Let me just say something real quick. Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Y'all gotta bring back Roger Staubach for the Cowgirls Sunday.
Bring back Roger Staubach.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know. I think T might be agreeable to that. T might say bring back Randall Cunningham for the Eagles.
All right, man. I love you guys. I'll talk to you at the beginning of the year.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you, man. One love. Enjoy the game, man.
Okay, you too, man.
Thanks. That's my man Barry checking in from Yankee Stadium, the Pinstripe Bowl and all of that. So we're going into Player of the Year right now. Our nominees, we got four nominees. The Player of the Year, LeBron James for the Miami Heat, Peyton Manning from the Denver Broncos, Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers, and Alex Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals. Kia, who's the Player of the Year, Kia?
No, going with Miggy.
Going with Miggy? I got you. All right, no doubt. Triple crown and all of that. Tyrone, who you got for Player of the Year?
I got to go with the man that that's
going
to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I'm going with Peyton Manning.
All right. Tyrone says Peyton Manning. That's what it is. T, who you got for Player of the Year?
Nick Foles.
Who said that? Nick Foles?
I sure did.
I heard that. I ain't mad at you. Nick Foles, I'm not mad. We got a write-in vote for Nick Foles. I am not mad at you. I'm not mad at you for that. Let me put down T. All right. That's what it is. So I'm going to go Player of the Year. Wow. LeBron James, two-time champion. Peyton Manning coming back from the next situation. Miguel Cabrera, Alex Ovechkin. My vote for the Player of the Year is going to be Miguel Cabrera. I love baseball. You know what I mean? And Miguel Cabrera did his numbers. Anybody would be glad to have him. Off-field situation notwithstanding, he did his numbers, so you got to respect that. Tyrone, you still with me?
Yeah, speaking of numbers.
Go ahead.
You got glasses.
Yeah.
You take Peyton Manning numbers.
Huh?
Have you taken Peyton Manning numbers?
Yeah, what about him?
What about him?
What about him?
What the Dan Marino ever had?
Listen, the 50th touchdown pass? Nah. I'm not going with Peyton Manning, because you know why? Because they had the Super Bowl gifted to Peyton Manning last year. And it wasn't the play that Flacco made. After that, Peyton Manning threw an interception.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right, so that's why he didn't make it in my ballot. He might have made it in yours, which is cool. But I have my reasons for not messing with Peyton Manning. You know what I mean? They try to gift him the Super Bowl. Like, here at Peyton Manning, you ain't got to win. You ain't got to play nobody. You ain't got to earn it. They were supposed to win the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They had home field advantage. Okay. And let me break it down for you like this, Tyrone. I got you. I got my glasses on right now, family. Okay. Tim Tebow won more playoff games than Peyton Manning. I got you. So we can talk about this all day. So I have my reasons, but I don't think that Peyton Manning is the Player of the Year by no stretch of the imagination. They gave him that 50th touchdown pass. Decker didn't catch that ball. Decker did not catch that. Decker was juggling that. They gave it to him anyway.
End up with 55.
Huh?
How about the fact he gonna end up with 55 touchdowns?
How about winning the Super Bowl? How about winning the playoff game?
That's where him and Philadelphia are gonna meet at in the Super Bowl.
So you got the Broncos and the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me explain to you something about Nick Foles that a lot of people don't realize. Nick Foles is everything that Michael Vick wasn't. Yeah, Michael Vick athletic. Yeah, he black. But when you got food in the locker room, Michael Vick had too much going on. He was trying to look out for the hood and all that old stuff.
Right, right.
He have a mindset to come out there and play every Sunday. Nick
right.
Brings you accuracy. He's when Chip Kelly first got there, he looked at it. Trust me on this. Offensive-minded genius. Well, I feel like he deserves Coach of the Year. He knew the crowd would have went against him if he would have went with Vic. He gave him a try. Vic turned around, but he did the same thing in Atlanta, tried to run.
Right, you're right, you're right.
Vic, running back. Precision offense. I'm going with Nick Foles. That's what Chip Kelly did.
Okay.
Nick Foles deserves to be comeback player of the year. Should be missing an MVP conversation. And he will. You will destroy Dallas Sunday.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. You know what I mean? And if Dallas win and we don't speak to you no more, we're happy New Year. Happy 2014.
I got something to say about that. I don't trust Nick Foles because this season, let Nick Foles don't have a season he having next year. You won't hear none of these people saying anything. Nick Foles, MVP candidate. Nick Foles won't even be a discussion of an MVP candidate. Because if Nick Foles does not have to repeat the same season he had last year, he'll be a one-off quarterback that plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's not going to take the Eagles deep in the playoffs. He's not. That's going to be the last right there, Nick Foles, the NFL MVP. No way. No way he'll be in discussion.
Mr. Tyrone?
You want to say Ben Roethlisberger is an MVP candidate.
I say he deserves consideration.
He don't even deserve that. He don't even deserve a conversation.
He would have made the playoffs.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. You look at Michael Vick.
Our playoff, you think he's going to get an MVP consideration for the playoff game?
I think he deserves consideration.
You know, he don't even deserve that. You know what? Let him win a playoff and let him try to get to Super Bowl. Then wait a minute. If he don't even do what he did this season, next season, what you going to say now? Was it the flu?
Well, you know we had to get our last one in for the year. Go ahead, kid. Go ahead, Tyrone.
If he doesn't do half what he did this season for next season, you won't be saying nothing about no NFL consideration MVP.
So I'm not being biased. I'm just saying that Nick Foles fits Chip Kelly's offense perfectly. The stats prove it. Stats don't lie.
But then you got to consider the type of season that LeSean is having too. You know what I mean? He's having a great year as well, you know, and Riley Cooper, you know, he's trying to make amends for his situation.
He been had the talent, he just didn't have the quarterback. Ask Michael Vick.
Well, I mean, if you want to put it like that, Michael Vick didn't have the offensive line last year.
Well,
he didn't.
If you need an offensive line to be the number one running back on the team, and you're supposed to be the quarterback, then I have a problem with that. You got to be the quarterback of this team. You got to be the thinker, and you got to have the arm. Michael Vick got probably the strongest arm in the NFL. So where's the asterisk?
Right. But if you don't have an offensive line, that's going to give you the time to do what you need to do. Because, again, if you remember, and I know you do, they try to confine Michael Vick. And we talked about this last year on After Further Review. They try to make Michael Vick a pocket passer. Because you know he does his thing. He does his check down. If he doesn't see what he sees, he's out.
He runs.
He
runs.
You know, yeah, you're right. He takes it and he runs with it. But again, like you said, they want that pocket presence. And Nick Foles has that.
The best running quarterback ever played the game. He actually could throw.
Mm-hmm.
He could throw though. And he was accurate. Michael Vick, not accurate.
Right. Because he's never really been a high percentage passer. You're right. Definitely right on that.
Steve Young could run.
Yeah.
He's accurate.
Right. I definitely could agree with what you're saying, man, and your point. But I got you. Broncos and the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and you give a lot of credence to Nick Foles, and you definitely got to respect that. You know what I'm saying? But, anything can happen. It's going to be week 17. You know what I mean? And again, you know.
I'm the only one that thought Baltimore was going to win it all.
You know what?
He thought he was the only one that said Baltimore was going to win the Super Bowl last year.
I said, you're right about anything can happen, because I think I might have been the only one that thought Baltimore was going to win it all.
I'm not about sour grapes, but come on, yo. I they would have given that pass interference towards the end of the game. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to make no excuses or that like that. You know, I'm not even going to talk about how the lights went out and all this craziness right there. And the 49ers didn't really show up until in the second half. And I don't understand that. But again, you got to give it to them. The Ravens did their numbers. And again, like you said, once Ray Lewis made that announcement, it's kind of like a switch went on.
Yeah, they woke up.
They flipped the switch. Like, uh-oh, okay, we got to do this for him.
For real, man. That quarterback was an average quarterback.
Right.
All of a sudden, he was throwing 4 touchdowns a game.
And he got $120 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for last season.
Right. Just for, yeah, a handful of games, basically. Right, you're right.
I told my partner that lived in Charlotte, I told him, I said, man, Baltimore won't even make the playoffs next year. And here we are.
Yep. And I think the season that Ray Rice, shout out to my homie Ray Rice, Mahalo and all that. But I just think that, you know, he kind of, you know, had an off year. I think he had fumbles. You know, even they almost lost the game last year. Ray Rice almost fumbled the game away last year for them. You know what I mean? But go ahead.
Stupid move by letting Anquan Boldin go.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, they had to let him go so they could give Flacco that money.
I know, which was ridiculous.
You're absolutely correct, my dude.
They gave Flacco that money just off of his little playoff run. No way.
Right. I mean, no disrespect to the Ravens. You know, not trying to downplay what they did, but you know, it is what it is. Are we seeing the real Baltimore Ravens this year?
Yeah, we're seeing for what it's worth.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. I got you. I got you on that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, it's the thing about Nick Foles and all that. Go ahead. All right, about Nick Foles and all that, man, we're going to see tomorrow. Because basically tomorrow night is the biggest game of his life.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to tell you something else. People need to not sleep on Cal Horton.
Go ahead, Tyrone. I'm going to share the floor. Go ahead.
I remember he completed 23 consecutive passes against my South Carolina Gamecocks. He's a very accurate quarterback. He lacks mobility.
Right. That's right.
In a setting where you give him a running game with Dallas has.
Uh-huh.
And
the time to get the ball to the receivers, right?
Yeah, Garrett is crazy because he don't use his running game. He got 3 running backs.
Right.
But
3 nice running backs.
Early. Quarterback goes to 3 passes, man. The game ain't going to be outside of this people's thing. How hard you can throw.
Right. You right.
I don't think Dallas defense going to stand up against Philly.
That's the question, right? The Dallas. That's the only thing I'm really really worried about. You know what I mean? If it's like 14-0 real quick, if Nick Foles throws a touchdown to like Ertz or Deshaun Jackson or something real early, you know what I mean? And the Cowboys go through that 3-and-out situation, and the Eagles are just gonna be confident. The Cowboys are gonna have to be there. Orton's gonna have to play his game, manage the game. And hopefully at the end in the fourth quarter, you know what I mean, they're still in it. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
The key word you just used was manage.
Manage the game. Go ahead.
They're going to have to run the ball now.
Right.
But if they just spend it on Kyle Orton in a big game like this and he ain't played in 2 years.
Right. I hear you. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the Cowboys could hang it up, it's over, whatever. I'm like, Kyle Orton ain't no joke.
I'm telling you.
All he has to do is manage the game. No mistakes.
That's all he has to do, and I think they can win that game.
And I think Dallas can win, too.
Well, I think they can win that game tomorrow, too.
Yep. And we definitely gonna pick that game. We gonna do that in a few minutes. We gonna do our picks in a few minutes. But yeah, Tyrone, man, I definitely appreciate you, man. And you definitely drop a lot of knowledge, man. I appreciate that. I look forward to hearing more from you, man, in 2014 and all that. But yeah, I got you, Broncos and the Eagles. You know, but again, let me say this right quick. You know what I mean? I get on everybody, man, about their teams. I get on Kia about her Steelers. You know what I'm saying? I get on people about the Giants or whatever.
You get on me about my
teams. Yeah, that's true. I do. My team, hey Tyrone, my team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right?
You want a problem there?
Do I have a problem?
I can tell you the problem there, if that's what you're asking for.
No. I know. I've been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan from day one, since 1976. I've been a Bucs fan.
They shouldn't have let their quarterback go, man.
They should have let Raheem Morris go.
No, they shouldn't have.
They should have let Mark Wright. Let's kick it. They shouldn't have let Raheem Morris go. What quarterback you talking about, Josh Freeman?
They shouldn't have let him go.
Josh Freeman was a bum.
No, he wasn't. How was he a bum?
Let me tell you something. When Josh Freeman was a rookie, he threw how many touchdown passes he threw in his first year when Raheem Morris was there? He threw 25 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And ever since then, his game went downhill. And I don't know if he's been exposed.
A rookie that.
Huh?
We talking a rookie that did that now.
But no, I understand what you're saying. As a rookie, he did that. 25 and 6. Okay? But how come he didn't improve his game? His game went down every year. Every year after that, his game went down, my dude.
Look at the offensive coordinator.
Look at the team. We had LeGarrette Blunt. He was jumping over everybody. We had a running game. We really got Doug Martin. We really got receivers. And our defense is all right. So the only situation that we was missing was that stability at quarterback because we couldn't trust Josh Freeman. Because he wanted to throw interceptions in crucial situations.
25 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
But that was then. This is now.
You were frustrated.
Frustrated at what?
I think he wanted out.
Why? Because he couldn't play? And they was getting his time taken away from him? Because he was throwing interceptions?
What talent to play with? What talent y'all gave him?
Oh, come on, T. Come on, man. They was putting pieces around Josh. We got Vincent Jackson. We had LeGarrette Blunt.
We got rid
of him, and we got Doug Martin, and still didn't lose. But the only thing that we were slacking in was quarterback play. Come on, yo.
Vincent,
you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Make your point.
Vincent Jackson?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You're
a man with foreign players, with leadership, and Pro Bowl capability.
Huh?
Surround a player with experience, with Pro Bowl capability.
Come on, man. We gonna have to have a conversation on the side. Cause
man,
I just think that.
Good game this season. I watch every player. He had one good game, and that was 2 weeks ago.
You talking about Vincent Jackson?
Yeah.
You bugging. He had a good season this year, man. You bugging. Vincent Jackson was all right. Vincent Jackson did not make me sorry that he signed with Tampa Bay. You serious? Vincent Jackson is that dude. Vincent Jackson had a good season this year, yo. You bugging.
You see anything over all right?
1,100 yards? 1,100 yards? 7 touchdowns? 74 catches? I mean, how many games he had? With double-digit catches. He had 2 games of double-digit catches. Do you blame that on him, or you blame that on the quarterback?
I guess I blame that on the quarterback.
Okay, well, I mean, in the beginning of the season, we had Josh, okay? And I think Josh played scared a lot, my dude. And I'm not disputing what you're saying, but I think that Josh Freeman played scared a lot. He was kind of like in the situation with Sanchez. He didn't have no competition, nobody that was pushing him to be better.
Vincent Jackson, the physical capabilities to be a top-tier wide receiver. I mean, at least a top five.
Right.
But he hasn't done it.
But if we had a better quarterback, Vincent Jackson would have had 100 catches. had 1,400 yards receiving and probably 15 touchdowns.
I agree with that.
Okay. You know, I'm just saying, man, you say that Josh was, you know, they should have got rid of Josh. I think that Josh, you know, his time was up in Tampa Bay, man. You know what I mean? We got everything we could get out of Josh, man. And show and prove, he went to Minnesota and had 30. How do you have 30 incompletions? How do you do that, T? You play football, you tell me. How do you have 30 incompletions?
Well, you have to look at the injuries. I'm seeing the right guy.
What, he had a headache? He was scared? What was the matter with Josh Freeman? Come on, my dude. And this is what I love. This is what I'm talking about. I appreciate you because we could have a civilized back-and-forth conversation, right? You make your point, I make my point, and we come to a conclusion. You said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers shouldn't have never got rid of Josh Freeman, right?
No.
That's what you said, right?
No, they shouldn't
have.
Huh? They shouldn't have.
Okay. And I say Tampa Bay should have got rid of Josh Freeman because Josh Freeman he had already peaked already, and that's sad. And Kia can tell you, I would dog Josh Freeman. I've been dogging Josh Freeman for the past 2 years. Like, what's the matter with you?
I bet you ain't dogging when he had them 25 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
I was pleasantly surprised. Let me say that. I was pleasantly surprised. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I mean, the rookies can boast that.
Yeah, man, but what do you got to do after? You can't. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What have you done for me lately? Why aren't you still the quarterback at Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Why?
What have you surrounded him with?
Oh, come on, yo. We back to that? They built a team around him. We got pieces for him.
Let's see how many Pro Bowlers they can see how many Pro Bowlers they had in the past 4 years.
How many Pro Bowlers Tampa Bay had the past 4 years? Maybe not that many. We had two this year.
So what have they surrounded him with?
But whose fault is that, though? We lose every game. Let's talk about it. From the beginning of this year, we lost to the Jets by one because Levante David wants to hit Geno Smith out of bounds. We lost that game. Okay? The New Orleans game, we lost 16-14. I'm not going to blame that on Josh. Because the field goal kicker missed the field goal at the end of the game. We lost that one.
Oh.
Then we went to New England and didn't show up. Got blown out in New England. Huh?
Josh left before you go in the first one. Well, I can't dispute nothing you're saying.
Right.
I don't pay much attention to him. The only thing I pay attention to is the Redskins and anybody that can beat Dallas. Because all that.
Right. Right. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, this is me coming from. I'm frustrated. As a Tampa Bay fan, because we should be really, really in the conversation, but we're not. You know, and I'm not, and I follow my team, hard body karate. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Josh Freeman, I kind of like, you know, he wasn't going to get any better under Shiano. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you said, we came to agreement that his rookie year, when Raheem Morris had him, okay, he did 25-6. He was going to be one of them quarterbacks. He was going to be one of them quarterbacks in the conversation with Roethlisberger.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Drew Brees. You know what I mean? He was supposed to be in that conversation. But what happened? He's 6'5", 240 pounds. What's your excuse? You got a gun for an arm. What's the problem?
Bullshit.
Your late game decisions get us messed up.
Bullshit.
Every time. I can name you five situations on the top of my head that Tampa Bay was winning games. And Josh Freeman, they throw an interception, he fumbled, or he's sacked. Now, notwithstanding, T, I got you. My team is very undisciplined. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are very undisciplined. Very undisciplined. Penalties at the worst time and all that. You can't blame that on Josh Freeman. I'm not blaming that on Josh. But his play should have been, it could have been, a whole lot better. That's all.
We didn't take no teams that I'm sorry, I'm multitasking
today.
I'm getting my hair washed and all this stuff. So we didn't pick
the
team yet, did we?
Nah, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Me and my man Tyrone, we chopping it up. You know what I mean?
We're going to go
into the games in a few minutes, and I definitely appreciate you, Tyrone. Keep me on my toes. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you about Josh.
Uh-huh.
Where do you see Josh at next year after?
You asking Tyrone or you asking me?
You had it for a while.
You know, hopefully he'll be on somebody's roster. But I don't know. You know, because to me, he played himself off of two rosters already. He played himself off a Tampa Bay roster, and he played himself off the Vikings roster.
I'm going to be honest with you. His latest put up and what he's doing right now, he's going to end up being a career backup.
Yeah. And who saw that coming? You know what I mean? He was supposed to be my quarterback for the next 10 years. He was supposed to be my quarterback for the next 10 years, my dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very disappointed in Josh Freeman, man. Kia will tell you. I used to give Josh Freeman the business. Like, what's the problem? And she would say, yo, man, you being too hard on him. You know, give him a break. Da da da. And said, nah, I'm not trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because I expect consistency at least. Consistency.
I can agree with that because being a Redskin, my quarterback has been given too many breaks.
Right. You talking about RG3?
You got to tell the truth about their own players.
What's your opinion about that situation down in Washington, yo?
My opinion is this. Contrary to what people may think, my quarterback and
Yo, it's a lot of feedback and something going on in the background. I can't hear you. Something's going on.
Oh man, no. First of all, no. Turner made a bad decision by putting him in that game.
By keeping him in the Seattle playoff game.
He shouldn't have played him.
Right. Right. Because you had a perfectly decent backup, and Kirk Cousins sitting on the bench.
Kirk Cousins is the next, what's the quarterback name?
Nick Foles?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is the next Nick Foles.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
People fail to realize, Kirk Cousins, $12 last year. I mean, coming off the bench and doing that to Dallas.
That's right. Kirk Cousins is nice.
You have to have the mindset with talent.
Right.
When the go in the Dallas and beat Dallas, Kirk Cousins showed me something.
Right.
So now decisions have to be made. Is the coach or the quarterback? I say the coach, and I say the coach simply for this. I heard on another blog the other day, they were saying they was giving him so many props and this and that and the other, but the man didn't win a Super Bowl until Terrell Davis came.
Right.
Kyle came on. Until they had a defense and that running game, Davis, they wasn't going to win nothing.
Right, right. I got you. You're right. You're absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Now my quarterback, the running back, Alpha Morris, I put him in the same mode with your quarterback. They were great offensive players as a rookie. And Alpha still can play.
Right.
But he never used him. I just don't understand it. Running back coach,
right?
That's a whole
quagmire. But I definitely appreciate you, man, and I definitely would like to hear your opinion on that because we're on the outside looking in, and you're a Washington fan. So basically, you have that inside knowledge of what's really going on with Shanahan. And I mean, you know, Shanahan's been all over the place. We know the deal: Denver, Oakland Raiders, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So you got RG3. You know, the pressure's on the players, dude. Everybody's watching this playoff game against Seattle. RG3's limping all over the place. The field is crazy. Why would you even risk that? Aren't you supposed to be the one in charge? Who's running things? RG3 running things or you running things?
It's your franchise player now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's right. Your franchise player. You got him hobbling around on a bad leg when you got a perfectly capable backup on the bench. And now look what you got. Now look what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I think he'll ruin his career. I think Cousins should start.
You think Kirk Cousins should be the starter, like, going forward?
Yeah.
Okay. I tend to halfway agree with you because Kirk Cousins is, to me, he's proved himself enough to say he can go in there and do the job.
I still don't like him going for two against Dallas.
You can't really, the coaches make their decisions. And go ahead.
He should have took it in overtime like Nick Saban should have did. Yes. All out. Because anytime you get a chance to beat Dallas, beat them. I love
right.
to beat Dallas.
Right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? And you know, back to the original point, Kyle Orton, you know, there's no pressure on him. All he's got to do is go in there and play the game. You know what I mean? Do what he needs to do. Give the ball to Murray, you know what I mean? And make sure that, you know, they put a package in there that he can work with. And, I mean, you know, it's not like he doesn't know that playbook or whatever, so he can go do what he needs to do.
You just said the key word, put the right package in.
That's right.
If they run that ball efficiently, which they can, trust me, Kyle Orton will shred a defense now.
Right. That's right. You're right. You're right, man. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, I definitely appreciate you for calling in, man, because this is the type of back and forth that we like. You know what I mean? Where we can bring points to the table in our own aspect. We're not relying on ESPN or Fox Sports or somebody else what we heard. We come in with our own opinions and our own impact, and I definitely appreciate you for that, man. I look forward to hearing from you more in 2014 and all that. But, yeah, man, you know, I wrote down your pick, Broncos and Eagles, for the Super Bowl. So, you know, I don't want you hemming and hawing when it's the Cowboys and the Colts for the Super Bowl.
I'm seeing you competing.
Oh, yeah, you know, I like to, you know, keep things, you know, lively and bubbly. But, yeah, man, I picked the Cowboys and the Colts when the season started. That was my yo, Tyrone. Listen, they was inviting me to the crazy house. They was gonna, you know, call me and catch a cab so I can go to see a psychiatrist. They wanted to, you know, get me some glasses. They was giving me the business. But you know what?
For you.
Yeah, for me. But you know what? I stuck with my pick. The Colts are in. All I need to do is the Cowboys to win tomorrow, and all bets are off. We back to square one. Anything can happen. That's all I'm saying.
Well, my pick was Denver against Atlanta, but we know what happened with Atlanta.
Oh, man. You don't want to get me started on Atlanta, Tyrone. You don't want to get me started on them.
They're having a year. My team with the Cowboys, all I want the Cowboys defense to do, close that quarter.
Yep. And Monty Kiffin, really? Come on, yo. Just stay awake. You know what I mean? And keep your head in the game.
And Callahan, too.
This is their playoffs right here.
Yeah,
this is their playoff game right here.
Yeah,
you know, for both on both sides. You know, listen.
That's going to be the game.
That's going to be another good game. Hey, Tyrone, what you think about that game? The Packers and the Bears. Yes, sir.
The Bears going to beat the Packers.
You think the Bears going to beat the Packers?
Convincingly.
Even with Aaron Rodgers back.
Convincingly.
Okay, I got you. So that's a segue that's going to lead us into our picks. Tyrone, appreciate you calling, my dude. This is what we do, man. Towards the end of every show, we pick three games for the week, and we keep up with it all season long. Of course, you know who's in the lead. If you're on After Further Review, you can check it out, and you see the mayors in the building holding it down for the picks and all that like I do. But it is what it is. So we're going to go right into our first game. For week 17, our first game that we're going to all pick. First of all, I want to see who I got with me. I got T. You in the building? T in the building?
Yep.
All right, Key is with me. My man Tyrone is in the building. Who else we got online? All right, that answers that. So we can rock out. Let's rock out. So Tyrone, first time caller, appreciate you. Who you got, Green Bay or Chicago?
Chicago.
Got you. Key, who you got, Green Bay or Chicago?
I'm going with Rodgers and the Packers.
Got you. And T, what it look like? Green Bay or Chicago?
Chicago.
T says Chicago. All right. Green Bay or Chicago? Jay Cutler's basically playing for his career. Aaron Rodgers You know, he's coming back from an injury. He hasn't played in a while. I believe more in Aaron Rodgers than I do Jay Cutler, even though I like Jay Cutler ever since he was at Vanderbilt. I just kind of believe in Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to make it happen. So I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers in this game, Green Bay against Chicago. The next game that we're going to move on to, I think it's going to be a good game as well, the San Francisco 49ers in Arizona. Kia, who you got?
I'm with the Cardinals.
Got you. It's in Arizona. Tyrone, yeah. Who you got, my dude? Niners or the Cardinals?
It's going to be a better game than people think, but the Niners going to beat them.
Yep. Got you. T, who you got, Niners or the Cardinals?
Niners.
Got you. Yeah, like Tyrone said, it's going to be a better game than people think. We're going to really see what Arizona's about. They got everything in their advantage. It's a home game for them. I think that they're ready, and I think that the 49ers kind of like playing for their – Colin Kaepernick and them, they're playing for their lives right now. So it's going to be a good game. I'm going to go with the 49ers to see what they're going to do and see if they can, you know, get their job done and finish it. But Arizona, no, you notice on Tyrone that the NFC West plays the 49ers crazy. The Arizona Cardinals, the St. Louis Rams, and Seattle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They, especially Arizona and St. Louis. They could be 4-11, but they'll beat the 49ers twice.
Yeah, and the Rams,
you know what I'm saying?
Rams is a super sleeper team.
Yeah, yeah. They got to get it together. I believe in Jeff Fisher. The third game that we're going to do, you already know what it is, Sunday night. It's going down to Jerry's house. The Eagles and the Cowboys. T, who you got? Like I need to ask.
Exactly.
All right. I'll put T down for the Eagles. That's what it is. Tyrone, who you got, my dude?
If they manage the game properly, it's going to be real close all the way to the third quarter, then the Eagles blow them out.
Okay, so Tyrone says the Eagles. Kia, who you got?
I'm going with the Cowboys in this game. This is a game that the redemption game. We're going to win this game. This game is going to the Cowboys.
So Kia says the Cowboys. Listen, you know, I'm sticking. Go ahead.
I don't think you got to ask.
Yeah. I already know. I put it down. Yeah, you know what it is. The Eagles and the Cowboys for all the marbles, NFC East, playoff spot on the line. I picked the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, so I got it. I need them to win this game. So I'm going with the Cowboys. I need them to win this game. So that's what it is, man. Let me get this out. We talk sports, man, all year long. I thank everybody. But Tyrone, let me ask you this right quick, my dude. We got two more categories coming up right quick. Tyrone, the fight of the year. Timothy Bradley against Protnikoff, Hopkins against Cloud, Broner against Maidana, Garcia against Matisse, Quach against Rose. Which fight is the fight of the year?
Batista.
In your opinion?
Batista.
Which one?
Batista.
Oh, against Danny Garcia. Okay, I got you. Got you. My fight of the year candidate is Adrian Broner and Marcus Maidana. Because I had told people that Marcus Maidana was going to beat the brakes off of Adrian Broner. Nobody believed me.
I knew that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because Adrian Broner never fought nobody.
He didn't fight
nobody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Marcus Maidana wasn't worried about that.
And that's what I was looking at. And he hadn't fought no.
Right. Marcus Maidana was going in there straight. And you know what? I appreciated him because he said, you know what? He going to take the risk. He going to risk getting knocked out to win this fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he came in to fight. But you know what, though, Tyrone? My close runner-up was Timothy Bradley and Ruslan Profotnikov. That was a rocky fight.
That fight was
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Bradley said he got a concussion in the first round.
Yeah, see, that fight there makes you like, that kind of fight makes you love boxing.
Yeah. This has been a good year for boxing. The best year in like the last 20, 25 years that I remember for boxing, man.
Definitely
a good fight.
I just think we'll probably never get to see the fight everybody wants.
Yeah, I know.
I know names. You know what it is.
I know. Yep, exactly. I know. And my opinion, I'm not with that dude. I'm with the other dude in that fight. But we could talk about that all day. And somebody's ducking, but we ain't going to say no names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
is what it is. And hopefully, and like I tell people, that's the shelf life for that fight is kind of gone down. If they had that fight, we talked about Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. If they would have fought maybe 2 years ago, they could have fought again and still got guap.
I wasn't going to say no names either, but it just seems like a Tyson Holyfield thing.
Or maybe a Tyson Lennox Lewis thing.
Yeah,
Lennox Lewis. You know what I'm saying? I got you, my dude. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Lewis. Tyson refused to fight Lennox for 5 years straight.
Right. So, and again, to prove my point, as far as the Mayweather thing is concerned, I'm like, look at Adrian Broner. You know, everybody put Adrian Broner up there, and I don't know why, but we saw it before with Roy Jones. Roy Jones is the baddest man on the planet. Until he, you know what I mean? And then after that, he couldn't win a fight.
So I
got to appreciate Floyd Mayweather and how he runs his business. But
that's what it is
all,
for him.
All the great fighters I've seen in my lifetime, from your Muhammad Ali's, the Sugar Ray Leonard's, the Tommy Hearns, they fought each other. They fought all the time.
Yeah.
Twice, two or three times. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, Tyrone.
And a two boxer fan, that's gonna hurt his legacy.
No doubt. You know
what
I'm saying?
Hurt his legacy.
And that's what I was telling people, Tyrone. I said Floyd Mayweather's gonna be remembered. He's not gonna be remembered for who he fought. He's gonna be remembered for who he didn't fight.
Yeah.
You know, and they make up all these excuses. We know that, you know, Floyd is messing with Showtime. You know what I mean? And Manny's doing the HBO thing, so they got their beef. Bob Arum got his problems in the situation. You know what I mean? But if you're running a thing and you really think you could beat that dude, if you really, really thought you could beat Manny Pacquiao, you'd have been for them already.
Yeah, at least do it for the fans.
Right.
I understand the fact that you handle your own finances. I applaud him for that.
Right.
There's many boxers as smart as him when it comes to money.
That's right.
But if you fighting for the fans, don't fight Manny. What you
Go ahead. And check this out, Tyrone. You know, Floyd got that deal with Showtime, right? And this is the common logic I put to that. Okay, you're gonna have to present a fight to Showtime that's gonna be pay per view worthy. Because you talk about you always breaking records and you own all the records for the pay per views and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you fight Danny Garcia.
Thank you, man.
Don't nobody want to see you fight Marcus Maidana.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to see you fight Timothy Bradley. Everybody wants to see you fight Manny Pacquiao. So if you come at Showtime with this, I want to fight Amir Khan. What are you talking about? Amir Khan? Are you serious? I'm about to use Kia's line. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah,
so
you go.
It's up to Floyd. If he wants to get the most bang for his buck, okay, he's going to have to bite the bullet and be like, yo, I'm going to fight Manny. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Yeah, that's all. That's it.
Stop all what if.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to be undefeated for his career. He's going to still have that what if on his record.
Thank you. And for all your heads out there that scared to press one,
exactly. That
was for you. For all you people out there that scared to press one, that's for you. We got like 13 minutes left of the show. I got Key in the building. I got Tyrone in the building. Thank you for calling, my dude. I let everybody speak their piece.
I call it every weekend.
I let everybody speak their piece and say what they got to say. You know what I mean? This is the last show of the year for 2013. We're running out of time. Tyrone, you're the first time caller. I'm going to let you lead it off. You speak, you know, if you got something to say, you know what I mean? Until we get out of here, because we're not going to be back on the air until January 7th. We'll be back in the building. I appreciate you for calling. And anything you want to say, man, you know, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm going to just make it plain and simple. May Tony Homo rest in peace.
Uh-oh. the views expressed by Tyrone.
That's all I got to say.
No doubt, man. We appreciate you calling, man. Hold on. Hold the line. Don't go nowhere. We appreciate you calling, my dude. Kia, What's good? Anything you got to say before we get out of here?
Well, my end of the season, you know, I'm just waiting for three teams to lose tomorrow to try to get my team a shot in it. That's all I want. Three teams, Chargers, Philly, and Cincinnati to beat the Ravens for me to get
okay.
in.
That's what it is. I appreciate you for calling.
Something to say before you go, man.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the fact that you got females on here that's not afraid to come on here and talk about sports.
Thank you. That's right. And I was saying earlier, we do a show in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all that, man. So we try to dedicate that show to the females and anything they, you know, because there's a lot of females out there that know what they're talking about. Shout out to Kia. You know what I mean? Shout out to if you don't have to be a sports head like we are, but if it comes to a conversation, at least, you know, be able to hold your own. And when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, they into their sports or whatever, and you want to, and you see that dude that attracts your eye, kick a sports conversation to him and watch what happens.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. So we appreciate the ladies who know they sports or whatever. You know what I mean? We appreciate that. You know? But, T, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Facebook all the time talking sports.
Yeah. But a lot of them, like we said, we put them on blast. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You're free to call here anytime you want. We rock out for 2 hours on every Tuesday night. We rock out. So you can talk all that junk on Facebook, and that's cool. That's fine. But
yeah.
we put your feet to the fire on After Further Review. We ain't got no
yeah.
time to check Google. We ain't got no time for that. It's what you know from the top of your head, and let's get it popping. That's all. And if you're still on the line, we appreciate you. But next time, you got till January 7th to get your A game together. Know what I mean? And again, once again, shout out to the ladies and Tyrone. You hit it right on the head, my dude. T, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
All I got to say is go Eagles.
That's what it is. First of all, man, I want to shout out, man, again. You know, I wouldn't be here without these people. My man Rich Money, you know what I'm saying? Miss Lavina behind the board, you know, holding me down all year long. You know what I'm saying? With the applause button and, you know, keeping the callers straight and all of that good stuff right there. I appreciate that. I appreciate the callers all year long. I appreciate the people who checked in today. T, my man Barry on the check-in from Yankee Stadium. Kia, no doubt. Rich Money in the building. And my man Tyrone, you know what I mean? So that's what keeps the engine going. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be no me without y'all. Because, I can sit here and talk sports for 2 hours every Tuesday night by myself. But it makes the 2 hours go by fast, and we always lose track of time. And when the conversation gets real hot, it's like 9:45.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So again, we had to slide in. Oh, we got. Let me guess. Is this Angie calling in at 2:51? We got James on. Hold up. Is this James in the building? Who is this?
Yep.
Welcome to the Biggest Show. What's up? James is in the building.
You,
all right, I got you, James. What's good, man?
I appreciate the line, bro. I finally got the honeydews done.
that's what it is. That's what it is. We appreciate you, man. We're about to get out of here. Let me see real quick, because we got you on the line. We're going to ask you real quick, your team of the year, the Red Sox, the Ravens, Blackhawks, Louisville Cardinals, or Alabama Crimson Tide?
Even though they really beat my boys, and I would attribute it to coaching, I would have to give Team of the Year to the Louisville Cardinals.
Got you. There you go. I got you. I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you, family. That, I mean, you know, it is, they overcame that devastating injury to Kevin Ware, and they still, you know, went out and won the championship, and Rick Pitino held his end of the bargain and went and got the tattoo or whatever. Coach of the Year. We got Nick Saban, Rick Pitino, John Farrell from the Red Sox, John Harbaugh from the Ravens, and Joel Quenneville from the Chicago Blackhawks. Who you got?
Let's see. I'll probably go with Harbaugh on that one.
Okay. John Harbaugh. I got you. Okay. Diversity in the building. I like that.
Yeah.
Player of the Year, we had LeBron James, Peyton Manning, Miguel Cabrera, Alex Ovechkin, and we had a write-in vote for Nick Foles.
Wow. Write-in vote for Nick Foles.
Yeah. You got a write-in vote for Nick Foles.
I'm a Detroit boy, so I got to go with Miggy on that one.
Okay, that's what it is. James said Miguel Cabrera. we had Fight of the Year. We had Bradley against Provotnikov, Bernard Hopkins against Tavares Cloud, Adrian Broner against Marcus Maidana, Danny Garcia, Lucas Matisse, Carl Froch against Groves. Who you got?
I think because of all the hype that was that I heard surrounding it, I had to go with the Broner fight.
Okay, Broner and Maidana, no doubt. I got you, my dude. I got you. Broner and Maidana, no doubt. All right, let's see what else going down the line here. we had the play of the year. The choices of the play of the year was the three-pointer that Ray Allen made in Game 6 of the Finals, the hit that Jadeveon Clowney made in the Outback Bowl, the 2.9 seconds to play in the Section 1 Class A New York State Finals, New Rochelle High School against Mount Vernon, and we had the dunk by DeAndre Jordan against the Detroit Pistons for the play of the year.
I'm going to have to I hate the Heat, but I got to go with the Ray Allen shot.
Got you. There it is. Got you, my dude. The Ray Allen shot in the building. That's what it is. we got 5 minutes left for the year for After Further Review. And I'm going to dedicate this 5 minutes to everybody who's called, everybody who's listened, everybody who's participated, man. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about being your opinion. If you stay strong in your spot and you're strong in your opinion, you don't gotta beat me in the head with a bunch of numbers. Because I know the numbers, just like you know the numbers. But I want to see what you see. So when I say your opinion, I'm not here. I don't care about what Stephen A. said. I don't care about what the other people said. I want to know what you're talking about. So that's how I can respect you more. And, again, this is no disrespect to nobody who talks a lot of junk about it all week long on Facebook and don't show up. That's when we give you this forum right here. And, again, I know that the lines are hot because my people is telling me that the lines is hot. Press 1. I don't know how else to break it down to you because you got so much mouth. You got so much stuff to say during the week. And, yes, if you feel like this is to you, then it's to you. Straight like that because I'm here every day on Facebook. Every day on Facebook, After Further Review, that's where I can be found, and that's where it goes down. Okay? I respect you. I appreciate you for calling, listening. I appreciate you for hanging out with me. We got down to the point now. We got a couple minutes left in the show, and this is going to be the big one. Can I get a round of applause right now because we do the caller of the year on After Further Review? Can I get a round of applause? All right. This person has called in regularly, on the regular, to After Further Review, no matter what they're doing, no matter, they always check in. They always check in to After Further Review during the week. It was a real tough call, you know what I mean? But it's not how you start the game, it's how you finish. So without no further ado, the caller of the year, the After Further Review for 2013, can we get a round of applause for Kia? Let's get a round of applause for Kia. She's the call of the year. After Further Review, we appreciate you. Every week you call to stay consistent. We have arguments. We have showdowns. We have cutthroats. We do what we do. The vote was close. You beat Ziggy by a couple of votes because Ziggy fell off towards the end, but it's all good. He's just following the path of his Detroit Lions and his Detroit Tigers. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But we got like 3 minutes left in the show, man. We rocked out for 3 hours today, man. It goes down. I appreciate, again, I can't say it enough, man. I appreciate Rich for holding me down, Ms. Lavina for holding me down, everybody who calls in, you know what I mean? It don't have to be about whether you know sports knowledge or whatever. Come through to After Further Review and learn something. You know what I mean? That's all. You know what I mean? And that's why we ask you to bring definite conversation because the conversation that you heard earlier between me and Tyrone regarding Tampa Bay, that's how it goes down. He has his opinion. I have mine. He brings his facts to the table. I bring mine, and we talk about it. We have a discourse. We keep it moving, and that's how we rock out. Everybody ain't built the same way. This is what I do. I've been doing this forever, and 2013 was a great year. You know what I mean? Shout out to the people who call, who don't even check in After Further Review. It's all good. I appreciate you for checking and giving us your time, and we appreciate that. I'm running out of time. I can't shout out everybody. You know who you are. Check me out every day After Further Review. It goes down. I'm on War Room Sports now, doing my blog thing on War Room Sports. You know what I mean? So check for me on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You know what I mean? Shout out to Not 97 for holding me down. I got After Further Review. It's going down. Bigger and better things with 2014. I can't say it enough how much I appreciate y'all, man. Real talk. Thank you. Yo, hit that applause button one more time. Hit that applause button one more time for me. All right. Saturday, After Further Review. We'll see y'all January 7th, 8 o'clock. After Further Review 2014. Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the mayor. And, yo, I'll see y'all on the other side. Peace.
It's butter, baby. Hey, y'all, this is Half Pipe. And after further review, I'm checking out the mayor on GQ Palace Radio.
Everybody get up.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like?